AT&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. V&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. V&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call V&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
To Intelligent Medicine, I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a holiday weekend, a very happy Easter to those of you celebrating out there. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is your entree into the program. You can share a comment or pose a question. We're happy to address your needs. Come directly to the doctor's office by calling 877-726-8255. We also have some recorded calls because that number active throughout the week. Some people called in with questions. I'm back from a 10-day sojourn in the Caribbean, diving in Turks and Caicos, and had a great time. And then I finished the week at a meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org is the place to go to defend your health freedom. I'm president of that organization currently, and we have a lot of things in store for 2024. We'll be apprising you of some of those developments as we go along this year. 877-726-8255. There's a verdict in the Prevagen jury trial, that brain supporting supplement taken on by the FTC and the Attorney General of New York, and there's a verdict in the trial. We'll share that with you. Interesting case. Also, celebrity illnesses and mishaps, the unfortunate death of Senator Joe Lieberman, and the cancer diagnosis of Kate Middleton. We'll do a deep dive on those subjects a little later. Also, a verdict on ivermectin, controversial therapy for COVID. We've got lots to talk about today. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on a study that was ballyhooed in the media. It happened while I was away, and I was, you know, unfortunately not able to address it immediately on the radio, do damage control on the study, as I'm so often called upon to do. Incredibly, it's a study that showed that intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating means that you restrict the number of hours that you eat. Now, a lot of people eat in this fashion. They wake up early because they got a long commute. They've got to have a hearty breakfast, maybe at 7 in the morning, before school or before work. And then they get to work and they have a little bit of a snack, and then they have lunch, and then maybe they have a mid-afternoon snack to tie them over to dinner, and then dinner is a big deal, the biggest meal of the day, usually had around 6, 7, perhaps as late as 8, and then people have a little bit of a pre-bedtime snack, which means that they're eating virtually 16 hours of the day. Do the math. That means that there's only a few hours left for fasting. Okay, so There are some people who engage in intermittent fasting, which means that they restrict the eating window to 8 hours. And that's something that I gravitate to when I don't have to get to work early, because I'll get up and I'll exercise. Maybe I'll take a bike ride or run or go to the gym. And then I'll have a late breakfast, and then I try to stop eating around 7 o'clock. And that has benefit, as it is said, because the body undertakes a cleanup process. There's something that happens that is called autophagy, which is the body's rest and take out the garbage stage, which may help in terms of longevity, also may be helpful in terms of prevention of cancer, even cardiovascular disease. The studies are mixed on intermittent fasting. Some studies say that it does help various conditions. Other studies say it doesn't make a big difference. The big advantage of intermittent fasting is you have less time to eat, so maybe you'll just eat less. So the American Heart Association sent out a press release, and the press gobbled it up. It basically was a story that people who engage in intermittent fasting, all those health enthusiasts who do this because they think it's good, they're deluding themselves, because there is a 91% higher rate of dying of heart disease. And I borrow from a couple of critiques from guys who I really trust. John Mandrola, who's the skeptical cardiologist, a mainstream academic cardiologist who takes his own profession to task sometimes. He wrote an article entitled, "A Broken Study of Time-Restricted Eating Exposes Broken Thinking Among Top People." And then there was Peter Attia, whose podcast I listened to, wrote an analysis, "Does Time-Restricted Eating Increase the Risk of Cardiovascular Disease?" So let's take these studies, the study apart. First of all, it's not even a properly referred to as a study. It was what's called a poster presentation at a small conference. It wasn't even the American Heart Association main conference. It was a meeting called Epidemiology, Prevention, Lifestyle, and Cardiometabolic Congress, which is a small group, and they present main papers in the main hall, but then outside the hall there is a bulletin board where they put up posters, and the posters are unvetted. The posters have not yet been peer-reviewed, and that's important because peer review means that a lot of scientists can weigh in, look at the look under the hood, look at the statistical analysis, see if it's legitimate, and then critique the study. That's part of academic publishing and scientific progress. So it was a poster presentation. That doesn't count a lot in terms of evidence. They blew it up and made it a big deal. It's also interesting is that it's based on a two-day diet recall. And then the people were followed for 8 years to see if they died or had heart attacks, what happened to them. And based on just 2 days of a diet recall, by the way, a lot of people can't even recall properly what they ate over the past few days. Try it. It's hard. And some people virtue signal. They actually, you know, tend to ignore the fact that they may have had a little high-calorie snack. They want to appear on paper better than in actuality. And so this kind of calls into question the conclusions of this study. Also, just statistically, and yeah, I know we're getting into the weeds here, but statistics is a kind of a dismal science. But if you look at what's happening here, there just weren't enough people to draw a conclusion. The time-restricted eating group had only 414 participants and just a total of 31 deaths, compared to the control group, which had a robust number of people, nearly 12,000 participants and 423 deaths. So, and by the way, interestingly, the time-restricted eating group also had a higher weight and body mass index. They were more likely to smoke. So that's really not a fair comparison. I mean, to really do a study of this kind, they'd have to look at not just people who recorded that they didn't eat during a certain time, but people who engage in a conscientious practice of time-restricted eating for health reasons and not because maybe they're too nauseous or sick to eat in the morning. That's definitely a possibility, is that sicker people, they have lower appetites and maybe they can't eat. That's a possibility, too, that confounds the study. So basically, this study is not really conclusive. And unfortunately, this is the way that the press operates these days. They uncritically grab press releases, such as the recent press release from the American Heart Association, for clickbait value. And so, according to John Mandrola, the cardiologist, of course, this was a fatally flawed study. However you feel about intermittent fasting, it surely doesn't nearly double your risk of death from heart disease. It may not be that helpful or protective, but it's not going to kill you. That just doesn't make sense mechanistically. So when a study reveals a result that totally doesn't make sense, you have to question it. How is it possible that restricting your eating hours, potentially eating less, actually is worse for your health? That's totally absurd. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code Hoffman10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code Hoffman10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, and availing himself of the opportunity is Steve from Staten Island. How you doing, Steve?
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman, also for not uncritically accepting press releases from about different studies and being so sophisticated methodologically. You're rare among these people.
Well, thank you. That's what I do, because I don't think that the press is doing a good job of critically analyzing some of the studies that are fed to them in press releases, and they sort of blandly accept it and then ballyhoo the results. And it's just maybe that there's nobody with proper scientific expertise at these, even these big newspapers like the New York Times.
Yes. Anyhow, I'd like to know your view on bile acid diarrhea. I've been having, watery stools for the last few years. I tried different diets as well as what you recommend. Budesonide has helped to a certain degree, but I don't want to be on it indefinitely. And,
right. Hold on. Let me explain what this is. Bile acid diarrhea, the acronym for it is BAD, because it is bad. And it usually means fat intolerance. People have difficulty digesting fat because bile acids are used to break down fat. They actually emulsify the fat and help to break down the fat molecules into digestible bits. But sometimes the bile irritates the intestine. Now, you're actually on a type of intestinal steroid treatment, budesonide, right? So that suggests you have like a little bit of an inflammatory condition in there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It did help for a month or so, but then it seemed I developed a tolerance. Anyhow, I told this to the doctor, and he said, to try Questrin, which is for cholesterol.
Right, Questrin. Questrin is cholestyrene. So what that is, it is a bile acid sequestrant. It binds to bile acids and conducts them harmlessly out of the body. The problem with cholestyramine is that it can be very constipating. I mean, that's the idea. I mean, if you have diarrhea, you kind of welcome a little bit of constipation, but it can go over to bad constipation, but also it tends to bind to beneficial essential fatty acids. So, you know, your vitamin A, D, you know, omega-3s also get bound up with it. So anyway, go ahead.
Even if I take the fat-soluble vitamins, you know, hours before I take the Questrin, would it still have that effect, even if...
It probably won't. You keep them away. But you look, I mean, this is kind of a complicated situation, and it may be that a multiplicity of things are going on with you. Bile acid diarrhea is one aspect of what is affecting your digestion. Maybe you might benefit from other pancreatic enzymes, you know, that break down fat, you know, things with lipase in them. You may also have, EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which may require digestive enzymes. That's something that we would want to investigate. So, yeah, you know, maybe see a nutritionally oriented physician, get some insight, because maybe some additional tests need to be done. You seem to have tried a lot of things. You listen to this program, you get some ideas, but maybe we need to drill down and get some specifics. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, Easter around the corner. And it's springtime. People are sneezing. I woke up sneezing the other night. A lot of tree pollen in the air. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, means that it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, you can buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And while you're there at ntfactor.com, browse their full range of products. Okay, so there's an interesting story coming up that we'll talk about. The company, do you watch Jeopardy? Because if you watch Jeopardy, you're going to see ads for the product Prevagen. Prevagen purports to support brain health, which is great, you know, when you're watching Jeopardy, you want to shout out an answer. Is it legit? Well, there's a jury trial, and the verdict is in. We'll discuss that when I return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Remember, this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident, or illness, or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. Have you heard about Prevagen? Well, Prevagen is heavily advertised, and I've actually seen it advertised on Jeopardy, which is great product placement because the demographic of watchers of Jeopardy skews older. So people are concerned about their memories. I watch Jeopardy and I try to blurt out an answer. It's a great brain game. So positioning Prevagen as something that supports memory and brain function is a great idea. But Prevagen has been under the gun, notwithstanding the fact that they are able to continue to exercise, to advertise. And in fact, I wrote an article around Christmas time entitled "These Are a Few of My Least Favorite Things," and I included Prevagen because I don't really think Prevagen has the stuff in terms of scientific veracity. It's the marketing is based on a few small studies using a proprietary extract of jellyfish called aquaphorin, for which there's very little scientific evidence that it somehow increases brain function. I don't really see a bona fide case that it does what it purports to do. But nonetheless, there are some small studies in dogs and then small studies in humans showing that it enhances memory. And those studies, I think, are not of the highest quality. So I don't think it's one of my first go-tos for people who are experiencing brain problems or want to preserve their cognitive function. Anyway, and by the way, they approached me many years ago when they just launched Prevagen. It must have been, 12 or 15 years ago, and they said, "Hey, I want you to endorse our product. We want to become a sponsor." And I said no. And it got them really angry because they said, "Well, yeah, but we've got the studies." And I said, "Yeah, but the studies aren't good enough. I'm just not convinced that that's a good enough product." So I walked away. They have been embattled with the Federal Trade Commission over claims that it improves memory, that it slows memory decline associated with aging. And it finally culminated in a trial, and the verdict came in earlier this month. And here's a statement from the makers of Prevagen on the federal jury verdict. "Today, a jury in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York issued a verdict in Federal Trade Commission versus Quincy Bioscience Holding Company, the makers of Prevagen. Quote, "We are pleased that a federal jury in New York concluded today that the New York Attorney General failed to prove its deceptive advertising and labeling case against Quincy Bioscience's key advertising claims for Prevagen, including the claim that Prevagen improves memory. At great expense to taxpayers, the New York Attorney General's office, aided by the Federal Trade Commission, has pursued this case for more than 7 years. With the jury trial now concluded, we plan to refocus our time and resources on continuing to lead the way in brain health with our cutting-edge applications of Prevagen." Now, it's not quite as good as they claim here, because while the jury did not uphold the contention of the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, they kind of joined together as a powerful duo to quash the claims made by Prevagen, and essentially that would drive them out of business. And many companies just kind of like, they just say, "Okay, we'll withdraw our claims. We'll just, what do you want us to say? We'll make some wishy-washy claims like supports brain health." But Prevagen wanted to fight the government. So they probably spent millions of dollars in this litigation, and the government spent correspondingly maybe tenfold millions to fight this case. And the result was kind of a mixed result. It basically, Prevagen can keep marketing its supplements under the claim that it improves memory, but as to other claims like that it slows age-related cognitive decline, they can't go there because that's kind of like a disease claim. That's like prevents Alzheimer's or, prevents dementia. That is a bridge too far. So it's kind of a mixed verdict. Bottom line, Prevagen can live again to fight another day. And here's my take on it. This is my take on it. And I will analogize my take on it to the take that some people have about Trump's legal woes. There are a lot of people, moderate Democrats and liberal Republicans, who say, I don't like Trump. I don't like him. I'm not going to vote for him. But, and that's a big but, I don't like what the government's doing to Trump. They're persecuting him. They're attacking him on all fronts. So I'm sympathetic to Trump's plight. I just want him to be available so I can vote against him. That's what some people are saying. And this is the analogy is to the Prevagen case. I am not a big fan of Prevagen. On the other hand, I am not a big fan of the government going in guns blazing to attack the claims of supplement makers. So I think what Prevagen accomplished, not that I'm a big fan of the supplement, is somewhat heroic. They fought the law, and the law didn't win. Okay? All the forces of the government were arrayed against them, and I think that there should be some First Amendment rights to offer truthful claims. So not fraudulent claims, because there are studies that show there's a benefits. But if you're a sophisticated consumer, you may want to look at product reviews. You may want to look at the quality of studies. You may want to listen to people like me who don't believe that the supplement is that great. And then you pays your money and you takes your chances, because this is America. And, you know, we believe in private enterprise, and we believe in the right to free speech. And so that's my take on the Prevagen case. You'll continue to see Prevagen ads with product placement on shows like Jeopardy and elsewhere. And I'm for it. It's a good thing. So congratulations to Prevagen. You won a skirmish with the government. The government may come back and attempt to curtail their claims at a future point, but they dodged a bullet. All right, here's something I'm really excited about. This is a new sponsor, and the reason I like it is because magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, as well as for more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous, I love that word, in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health, the preeminent makers of magnesium supplements. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. And that problem is related to your GI tract. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Need I elaborate? For more information to order MagSRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. Try it. See if it's not gentle on your stomach. I assure you it probably will be. Use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium. All right. This item is another repudiation of government interference with the right to access therapies of your choice. And that's really the theme of the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I'm the president, is that we believe in health freedom. We're for natural alternatives. ANH-USA.org. is the place to go. If you like this program and you want to support ANH USA, please consider a small contribution. Subscribe to their newsletter. Headline, this is actually from the Alliance for Natural Health, my organization. FDA forced a U-turn on ivermectin. Okay, if you'll recall, during the height of COVID, there was a push to introduce alternatives to conventional therapies such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And it got to the point where I actually was afraid to prescribe them, because if, first of all, pharmacists would refuse to fill the prescription. because they were under government scrutiny not to offer the prescription to people for COVID. Plus, I was worried that the medical boards who oversee my practice were going to call me on the carpet and say, hey, we're going to take away your license because you're a quack. You're prescribing ivermectin. But there is actually scientific documentation that both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work to a certain degree against COVID. They're not panaceas, but there recently was a study on hydroxychloroquine which showed that it reduced the risk of need for intubation in patients with COVID. There have been studies pro and con on ivermectin, frankly. I mean, it's not like a slam dunk, but there are studies that actually substantiate its benefits in reducing that circle-the-drain problem that occurs when people get severe COVID. So recently there was a court case. Yeah, there was a court case in the United States District Court. Mary Tally Bowden was the plaintiff against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and this is what they found. The FDA has agreed to remove social posts and web pages advising Americans not to take ivermectin for COVID. Now, their posts were extremely lurid and, in my opinion, very unprofessional. They were saying, you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. And they showed people taking ivermectin because they said it was like a horse pill. Well, ivermectin is actually one of the most popular drugs worldwide. It's actually an antiparasitic drug. And I believe its developer was awarded a Nobel Prize because he's combated parasitic diseases in the third world, saving countless lives. Ivermectin also has many other properties. It may have some benefits in cancer. It may have benefits in other infectious diseases. No, COVID is not a parasite, but it's an infection. So the FDA has to take down social media posts and its webpage warning consumers not to take ivermectin for COVID. Their stance was not scientific. It was political, because basically what they're saying is take the vaccine, take the conventional expensive drugs from Pfizer et al., but don't take ivermectin because that's kind of a grassroots thing and you got to toe the line. So this is, I think, a resounding victory. And however, the FDA in its statement said, quote, FDA has not admitted any violation of law or any wrongdoing. They disagree with the plaintiff's allegation that the agency exceeded its authority in issuing the statements challenged in the lawsuit. And the FDA stands by its authority to communicate with the public regarding the products it regulates. Translation. When push comes to shove, the FDA will turn around and do the exact same thing the next time such an issue arises. So it's basically a settlement, and FDA has backed down. But we applaud that court decision because it's our right to access potentially beneficial treatments, especially in the face of a crisis. 877-726-8255 or a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Riverton, Wyoming, Elmore Sheriff is a veteran and longtime resident. Over a year ago, he discovered some damage on his ceiling. The area was confined to 24 inches. But when the construction company came to the 82-year-old's home, they gutted it, leaving Sheriff without heat, electricity, water, or even floor. Sheriff's insurance was no help, and he had no choice but to live at a hotel on his own money, which he's been doing for the last year. Janet Henshaw had heard about what happened to Sheriff and reached out to help. She contacted individuals and local businesses to help rebuild Sheriff's home. She said, "What I saw here was someone who was taken advantage of. He's an older gentleman. He's a veteran. He's a beautiful, beautiful man that literally got taken in every way, and we wanted to help."
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office either during the program or you can record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
In your interview with Gary Taubes, he mentioned that the idea of evidence-based medicine began in the 1970s. Can you explain what is meant by evidence-based medicine? Thank you.
Sure. Okay, that's a great question. It sounds great. Evidence-based medicine. I mean, you want your medicine to be evidence-based. You don't want just doctors to be sitting there making things up like, yeah, I think that this would be a great idea, so let's give the patient some mercury. Yeah, mercury, that sounds good. You know, they did that actually in the 19th century to cure things like syphilis, but it wasn't evidence-based, right? You know, not a great idea. So what they need to do is they need to do studies to see if things work. That totally makes sense. But there have been a series of articles lately that talk about the tyranny of evidence-based medicine. And what is evidence-based medicine, or EBM? It's a movement that had its roots in the 1970s, but really went into full swing in the 1990s. With the noble intention of incorporating high-quality research into clinical practice. So it has become exalted over traditional medicine, which is the doctor with his or her knowledge of biochemistry and physiology attempting to find an answer for a patient. And that would be, you know, an example would be in integrative medicine. You know, we're going to look at root causes, and if it makes sense to alleviate a disease by addressing root causes, well, that's to the good. You know, that's going to actually help a patient heal. But maybe evidence-based medicine says that you should just use a drug for that condition, that there are clinical trials, they're in major medical journals, and that drug is just a slam dunk for that condition. And I'm reading here from an article by my good colleague Richard Amerling, who I've interviewed on the program. He's a nephrologist who's a clear thinker about medicine. He says that most doctors have become so dependent on guidelines from above that they've lost the ability to problem solve, to think critically, and to practice real clinical medicine. And the problem with the studies on which evidence-based medicine is based is that they are often biased. They're often driven by pharmaceutical interests. The former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel, famously once declared, quote, and she's the editor of the preeminent medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, and she declared, it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines, a.k.a. evidence-based medicine. So when Gary Taubes was talking about evidence-based medicine, he said that guidelines were established for the treatment of diabetes, which ultimately were wrong, which called for the aggressive use of insulin, even in patients who should be treated with a very low-carb diet. That's his contention. And for years and years and years, we perpetuated illness and obesity in patients who otherwise would have been helped by a more traditional approach, which was very low-carb diet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, we'll talk about Joe Lieberman, Kate Middleton. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Dr. Hoffman Store.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
הקריאות לבחירות עכשיו, בעיצומה של המלחמה, רגע לפני הניצחון.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a televised speech, says a new election now would paralyze the country and hinder hostage talks. He was responding to tens of thousands of Israelis gathered outside the parliament building in Jerusalem, urging the government to hold early elections. It was the largest demonstration since Hamas's unprovoked attack on Israel October 7. Nearly 6 months of conflict, though, have exposed renewed divisions in Israeli society, though the country remains largely in favor of the war. And while Hamas has suffered heavy losses, it remains intact, and hostages' families believe time is running out. Protesters blame Netanyahu for the failures of October 7th and say the deep political divisions over his attempted judicial overhaul last year weakened Israel ahead of the attack, and some accuse him of damaging relations with the United States, Israel's most important ally. Netanyahu is also facing a litany of corruption charges, which are slowly making their way through the courts. Meanwhile, New York City is on track to become the first in the nation with congestion tolls on drivers entering its central business district.
Transit authorities have approved a pricing plan authorizing a $15 toll for most motorists entering a zone that's south of Manhattan's Central Park during the day. Supporters of the toll say it'll push more people to use public transport and reduce congestion to speed up public buses and emergency vehicles. It's expected to raise $1 billion per year to fund improvements in public subway and bus systems.
Jeremy House reports that New York State Legislature approved the tolls in 2019, but the pandemic, along with a lack of federal regulation, had stalled the project. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Fake eclipse glasses pose a risk to the public.
The American Astronomical Society says real solar eclipse glasses block almost all visible light. Chinese companies have been using the names of reputable American companies, but the fake glasses do not list the address of the real company on them. Now, if you can see through the lens of the glasses or see light, they are not the real deal.
Tasha Stevens says many of the counterfeits are made in China. Ahead of Monday's eclipse on April the 8th, health officials warn staring directly at the sun during the solar eclipse or at any other time can lead to permanent eye damage. Those eager to experience the eclipse should buy from a reputable vendor. sunglasses are not protective enough, and binoculars, along with telescopes without proper solar filters, can magnify light from the sun, making them unsafe. Breaking news at townhall.com. Most of California's fast food workers are getting ready to make at least $20 an hour.
A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for fast food employees effective Monday. The increase has been cheered by workers and unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or simply lay off workers. California's minimum wage for most other jobs has doubled to $16 per hour over the last decade. Jason Walker reporting.
Traffic moving again over a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 that collapsed during the Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. The collapse on the coastal route occurred amid rain yesterday afternoon, on the Rocky Creek Bridge south of Monterey. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jellies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's really good to be here again.
All right. It's great to have you. And I'm excited to discuss the wide world, the exciting world of Medicare. And for our listeners, definitely take this information down. I think we may trip a few triggers today. It's going to catch your attention.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. If you have questions for Mark or his team, here's the number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. And if you're outside of the Kansas City area, Mark and his team serve clients in most of the states around the entire country. So do not be shy. 816, just give that number a call, 816-399-4871. Or you could always log on. It's an excellent website, lifewithmedicare.com. If you're on Facebook, just do a quick search for the Medicare Whisperer, and you can like them and follow them on Facebook as well. So there we go. All right. So, Mark, what is a SEP?
A SEP. That's spelled S-E-P.
S-E-P.
That's a special enrollment period.
Okay.
Now, a few weeks ago, we were on together, and we talked about the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period that lasts from January 1st to March 31st, and March 31st is coming. It's Easter, by the way.
Yeah, Easter. That's right, Easter. Easter's early this year.
It is.
It feels early, yeah.
It is, and Thanksgiving will be late.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
And it'll be exciting to see what Mr. Keeker is smoking on the smoker for Easter dinner.
I'm not smoking anything, so I'm just going with your basic ham, and the smoker's going to stay in mothballs for a couple more weeks, and then I'll fire it up. I'll let you know.
I won't get on Facebook Sunday then.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, special enrollment period. So people will tell you, you know, you're going to hear commercials in the next, you know, 24 hours or so. You know, if you're going to make a change, do it now. Urgent, got to do it now. Well, we call that the lock-in period, but not necessarily. If you notice, things with the government aren't always set in stone.
Yeah, yeah.
And Medicare has come up with this something called a special enrollment period, and there's different qualifications for that, and not everybody qualifies. But one of those is, let's say that you were to move outside of your plan's coverage area. So if you're here, well, if you're in Kansas City, where I happen to live, and you move to, let's just say, Tunis, Missouri. Do you know where Tunis, Missouri is?
I have no idea.
Well, it does exist. It's very, very small. It's in southwest Missouri.
Okay.
Not too far from Springfield.
Okay.
Well, yep. if you were on a Medicare Advantage plan in Kansas City, where I live, and you moved to Tunis, Missouri, your Medicare Advantage plan wouldn't be good in that county.
So it's a county-by-county situation.
County-by-county, meaning you would have a special enrollment period.
Okay.
Now, I'm not telling you, if you don't like your Medicare Advantage plan, to move across the state to enroll in a new one so you can move across the state again to enroll in a new one. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's called fraud.
And maybe don't move to Tunis just because of that. I'm sure it's a beautiful place, but...
Well, I've never been there many times, so I don't know. Anyway, but one of the other special enrollment periods... is something called we call it in my world the disaster SEP, a disaster-related special enrollment period. And there's many different kinds of disasters. Right now in the state of Missouri, we have one because we're under an extreme drought in the state. So if you're walking through your yard and you trip over a crack in the ground, believe it or not, if you live in the state of Missouri, you have a drought-related special enrollment period.
So they call a drought a disaster?
Well, apparently the governor did.
Okay. All right. See, that surprises me a little bit, but I guess it kind of makes sense.
Well, if you're a farmer.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And up until January 29th, Kansas was under a high wind disaster SEP. Governor Kelly in Kansas declared a disaster because of high winds in the probably the last week, I think, of December. So Medicare capitulated and said, oh, we'll give you a disaster SEP.
For how long? Just during that declared period
right.
of time?
Yeah.
Like a week or whatever?
Yeah, it's limited time. I've seen it as, well, I've never seen it less than 30 days. Most of the time, it's about 90 days.
Oh, darn. Okay.
And I've seen them, and you don't know where they're going on. Well, we do because we get reports on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you may see one for earthquakes when we see major earthquake. Now, the little 3.5 they had in the Kansas City area a couple of weeks ago, that's not going to trigger a disaster SEP.
Yeah, yeah.
But California, well, pretty much the whole state of California is on a disaster SEP most of the time. But it doesn't necessarily always equal the entire state. It could be just a region.
Okay.
So hurricanes often trigger that.
There you go.
Tornadoes, blizzards. I fully expect that probably Kansas, at least part of Kansas, will be under a disaster SEP because of the blizzard they had earlier this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's little things like that. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. Floods are another one that we see that quite often.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you are not thrilled with your Medicare Advantage plan.
And the wind is blowing hard.
And the wind is blowing hard, or you're in a drought, or there's been an earthquake, or...
Yeah, or it snowed a couple inches.
You know, again, and you drive a Hyundai, but the disaster SEPs don't last forever.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you might want to explore changing a Medicare Advantage plan during the rest of the year, what we call ROI, remember, we haven't talked about ROI yet. We talked about ROI last month.
I think, briefly, yeah.
Yeah. So... give us a call. We can look up your area, and we can tell you if you are under a disaster SEP.
All right, so you told me I was going to learn something I'd never heard of, and that you're exactly right. So I had no clue that we had this type of – that's a kind of a huge exception. It's a huge advantage for the customer that they don't have to wait until October the 15th through December the 7th and all of that stuff.
That's right. There may be that opportunity. And it's the old thing. It's like one of my children used to say, well, Dad, if I don't ask, I'll never GET. If you don't ask, the answer is automatically no. So we can check that for you. Now, if you're happy with your Medicare Advantage plan, don't be looking to change.
Yeah.
But one of the things I'll tell you, if you call the 1-800 number on the TV, they're probably not going to do this. They're just going to tell you do qualify, you don't qualify.
Yep.
Whereas when you work with local brokers, professional brokers, that's a whole different thing. We know what these rules are, and we know how to use them to your benefit.
So if that caught your attention like it caught mine, and you're like, wait a minute, we don't have to wait that long. Maybe there could be one of these special exceptions. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871. Or log on to the wonderful website, lifewithmedicare.com.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. So why do you do what you do?
How much time do we have?
Well, we've got a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, let me. Okay.
We could go into the next segment if you want to.
Place your bids, folks, right now. So I'll give you the short version. Starting on about December 3rd, 1994, I was walking out the door to go to a friend's visitation, and the blue wall phone in the kitchen. Remember the wall phone in the kitchen?
I do.
It rang, and I looked at the blue clock that was above the kitchen sink from the front door, and I said, I have time to take this call. And I answered it, and it was my sister going, Mark, this is your sister. I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah.
But I'm calling to let you know that Grandma Jessie just died.
Oh.
And with that call, that was the beginning of about a seven-year period of life where I lost every family member I had except for my children.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God I still have my children.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was the person in the family. I came out of the trucking industry,
yep.
And I was working as a parts manager for a Great Dane trailer dealership.
Yep.
And suddenly I was in front of a fire hose. This was before Google.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You had to go to a building called a library.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Do they have any? We have those. We have those.
Smart people. They're called reference librarians.
There we are.
So I got a fire hose education in VA, Medicare, Medicaid, pension plan elections, 401k options, and I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Well, that period culminated a few years later when my first wife met me at the door and said good luck with my kids and my dad, and I became the caregiver to her dad for the last 13 months of his life.
Oh, wow.
And I had to quit my job, and when it was time to go back to work, short version, I realized my brain understood all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I thought, well, maybe God brought me through this for a little bit higher calling. And so I prayed about it, and he's like, this is what I want you to do till you turn 84 till I call you home, whichever comes first.
Wow.
And I want to be the world's oldest monster truck driver, so I have to go into training at age 84 so I can drive the monster truck when I'm 85. So, hashtag goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the very, very short version. I think it's out on the website. I think the story's out there. But that's really why I do what I do, to be able to help people navigate these things that I did by myself and to help them make sense to them and build it around them, not around somebody else's agenda.
Because of your experience, this is personal for you. I already know that. Before knowing your story, I already knew this was personal for you.
It's a mission. It's not a job. It's not a career. It's not a business. It's a mission.
Yeah. Yeah. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. He will take phenomenal care of you and your family. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Life question of the week. If you get an email saying it's from Medicare asking for your information and to scan the QR code, you absolutely should respond. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors. And if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
So you've got your topic, and now you're thinking about starting a podcast. Tom Merritt is an award-winning tech podcaster who has some ideas on how to get started.
Even if it's just a smartphone to get started, the basics of what you need, though, are a microphone and a nice, quiet place to record in, and then a platform that you can upload to. So find a good setup that maybe is a closet or maybe it's a quiet room. Do your recording, and then find a platform. There's tons of platforms out there. Libsyn, Blueberry, RSS.com, Anchor. I do mine on Acast. Find the one that seems right for you. A lot of them have free plans. And then go practice. Do your show. Even publish it. And then start adding in equipment.
More from Tom is at DailyTechNewsShow.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
The Federal Reserve is lying to you. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. As Jay Powell continues to tease about lowering interest rates, he needs to raise them. All they're doing is monetizing our debt while inflation remains hot. Why? Government spending way more than it takes in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you get an email saying it's from Medicare asking for your information and to scan the QR code, you absolutely should respond. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And, Mark, why don't we address that here just in a few minutes?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. I'm here in studio with my friend and special guest, Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. If you have questions, if you want to get a second look at your Medicare, or if you're very, if that got your attention, what Mark was talking about earlier with some of these, was it special?
SEPs. Special election period.
Election, yeah. Special election period. Okay, with all of these, like, disaster exceptions, I'm like, oh, wow, I had no clue that existed. That might be a perfect opportunity to take a look at some other options. Call Mark at 816-399-4871, or you could also go online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, so, Mark, you talked about just a very brief version of your story. Folks could read the whole story on your website, but you lost the majority of your family, all of your family, like you, mm-hmm. except for your children, and thank God for that. Mm-hmm. And it helps me understand a little more that this is very personal for you, and like you said, it's a mission. Let's talk about some of the ways that your firm is different.
Well, thank you for asking the question. Can we have a little bit of a Latin lesson?
Let's do it.
Okay, well, the premise of my company is a Latin phrase. It's primum non nocere.
Okay.
And for those of you who have taken the Hippocratic Oath or in the medical field, you know that I just said first, do no harm. And I have a number of employees, and one of the things I teach and I preach and I try to live is do the right thing for the right reason at the right time in the right way. Now, there are some corporations out there that have that as their mission or vision statement, whatever that is, but that's really what we try to live. Now, if you come by our office, you're probably not going to see that posted on the wall because I would rather it be in their hearts, not on the wall.
It's not a marketing slogan or an HR rah-rah slogan.
No.
It's a real thing.
Right. It's the golden rule.
Yeah.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yep.
Think of everybody as your grandmother or, a widow down the street and take care of them thusly. So what we are not is we're not a call center. I don't have 200 agents working there answering the phone and trying their best to sell you something. We don't go knock on door. That's borderline illegal today, but people still do it.
Mm.
We're not going to knock on your door. I'm in a position where I get to handpick the people who work in my company.
Yeah.
And if they have some experience, I want to know about their character. If they have no experience, I want to know about their character.
Yep.
And then I'll train them the way I want them trained. And we have a specific process. And that process is take this crazy thing called Medicare, simplify it as much as possible, but always do it while we're putting the client's best interest first.
Yep.
Again, that's kind of moral code. It's what we should do. And we train and we monitor the process. If any of our agents happen to be listening to this, there have people you have met with that I know personally that are giving me a report on exactly, I'm not spying on them. I just want to know that we're doing things the right way. And I sit in on meetings occasionally myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And like anything else, if you're going to have quality, you have to monitor that.
It's called quality control, quality assurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right thing to do. So,
mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I mean, you've been kind enough for several years to have me on your show. And there's a couple of other radio hosts that will occasionally have me on. But we operate by referral. You have been kind enough to make some referrals to us.
Yeah.
And, my goal is when somebody makes a referral, I want that person they refer to have a world-class experience because the second goal is to get another referral, and if we don't do the job right, those dry up.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
And, we don't send blind mailings. We don't do TV commercials. I'm pretty sure no football star is ever going. Now, wait. If Andy Reid ever retires, I'm going to try to get him to do his Medicare through us and be our spokesman.
There you go. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, Andy, if you're listening to Senior Care Live with host Steve Kuechker, when you're ready to retire, call us.
Yep.
But operating by referral, well, you referred your mom.
I did.
And let me tell you, when you refer your mom or your mother-in-law, you own it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let me
say this, and you already know my mom, but if it didn't go well, I would absolutely know about it. I would hear about it like every minute of every day. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't hear about it, so this is a good thing.
That's right. In fact, she says, I just love that Mark Squires.
Oh.
He's the nicest guy. No, she really does. You have taken great care of my mom.
I love your mom, too. I love the entire Kuechker family. So
you haven't met my kids, but anyways.
Well, that's true, but they're your spawn. They got to be good.
Yeah.
So one of the things that is a core value of what we do is we give back to the community. So what happens is somebody makes a referral, their friend or loved one gets a world-class experience with us, and they get a little gift card that we send them legally. But we also put about $10 into what we call the charity account. And then once a year in the first quarter of the year, always the first quarter of the year, because you might guess with me in the Medicare business, we're a little busy during the fourth quarter.
That's right. Yeah.
We will choose some local charities, and I mean local. Nothing against nationally known charities, but we want local. And then we make donations so that the people who refer people to us are participating in our serving of the community.
Yeah.
And that's really how we see our business. If you run into me at the grocery store, I hope you're saying, hey, there's my friend Mark, my Medicare guy, not, oh, head for the baby food aisle. There's no way he'll go over there.
Yeah, yeah.
but we try to do that, and then we don't do the telephone check. We have IRS kind of says you kind of have to let people know about this.
Yeah.
But we don't do the big telephone check. We just try to give to the community. This year our major gift was to an affiliate of the Children's Mercy Heart Institute.
Okay.
And there were some other charities. But we are focused on the relationship. Yes, we have to do business, but we're focused on the relationship to trying to make our client's life better. You know what? Even if they don't become a client, we still want to try to make their life better in some way. Somebody they can trust and count on to give them good, solid advice and to care about them. And one of the big things is we don't talk about this enough, but for our clients, we have lifetime claim support. We speak Medicare so they don't have to. So if there's a problem with a doctor bill, a hospital bill, call us. We've got Pat. Pat Clark loves to get on the phone and argue with insurance companies. It's like sport for her.
And, and let me say, that's a rare person right there, because most people want to avoid that at all costs.
Oh, Pat loves it. She just loves it. She gives him the grandma voice, and I'm telling you, they'll either comply or they'll be loved to death, depending on who they are. But you know, we do that for our clients because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is amazing. And you talk about, you know, doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason and all of those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
Quick example, I took my mom in. She was on a Medicare Part F, which is incredible, pays for everything, but the premium was getting up towards $300. She said, mm-hmm. Have you ever heard about a plan N, as in Nancy? And I'm like, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. You explained it. It's very close to F with a couple, just minimal copays, and you have to pay the Part B deductible, I mm-hmm. believe, and that's it. But otherwise, it pays the same, and it's a fraction of the cost. It's like $120 a month or something like that versus almost $300. And they're like, oh, this is a no-brainer. So I have experienced, Mark, doing the right thing, the right time for the right reason. If you want to experience that, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And we'll have more with Mark coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Or at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Your Health Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Jamestown, Tennessee, two students from SUNY Jamestown Community College and their advisor attended the Student Veterans of America National Convention this month in Nashville. Edie Bishop and Matthew Adams, along with Don Poole, coordinator of accessibility services and Military and Veterans Club United advisor, were able to share ideas and best practices with student veterans, military-connected students, and other supporters, as well as corporate, government, and nonprofit partners. The annual convention offered facilitated sessions on topics ranging from running a successful student veterans chapter to effective strategies for recruiting and engaging fellow veterans. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, well, let's get into this right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, Mark, so we had talked earlier on the Senior Care Live question of the week about an email appearing that it's from Medicare and it has a QR code on it, and obviously we said, don't do it, don't open it, don't respond. Let's go ahead and unpack that.
We've had reports, and I've seen reports nationally on some national news outlets, where this scam is going around. And what is it? Somebody will get an email, and it looks like it's from Medicare. It may have a Medicare card or the CMS logo. The return address might have the word Medicare in it. But if it's like Medicare@gmail.com, you ought to know better.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay.
No one ever clicks on that to see the actual email account, though, or email address.
Well, I do. Anyway.
I do, too. But yeah. Most people that fall for these scams are like, oh, it looks real. And they just don't mm-hmm. investigate it far enough, I mm-hmm. guess.
Yeah. So, well, this email will have, it'll be very quickly worded. You know, we are updating your email and telephone records. We've made a simple way for you that just scan the QR code with your cell phone. It will update automatically. Automatically.
Oh, boy.
It'll update something.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, if you're getting an email that's unsolicited that has a QR code that tells you to do something to update, if you scan that, well, let's go back. I mean, the truth is Medicare already knows who you are. They know where you are, and they probably know your email address because they, in theory, just sent you an email, even though it's not really from Medicare.
Right.
But if you scan the QR code, what happens is the nefarious sender who sent you this email will now have total access to and control of your cell phone. And they do mean wicked, nasty things.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they may be able to get to other sensitive information. And, you know, we're not going to have a segment about identity theft, but medical identity theft is worth more on the dark web than financial identity theft.
Wow.
If they're getting that information, you're for sale.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you really want to protect that. Medicare has your information. They don't need to send you a QR code. And the truth is, scanning QR codes, I don't want to sound like, I'm just running around saying everybody's being scammed all the time.
Yeah.
But QR codes are great, but they can have some problems. And if you're just randomly scanning QR codes from emails you get,
yeah.
it could cause you a lot of problem. And to settle a typical identity theft issue is about 300 hours of labor.
Oh.
So don't do it, people. Don't do it. Please.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is one that the Medicare Whisperer cannot help you with. But this true story, I was typing up our notes for today's program.
Yeah.
and heard from one of my agents, and he goes, just got another one. I go, was it contagious? You know, what is it? And he's like, no, we just got an email from, and of course, I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
And they forwarded it to me and asked me if this looked legitimate to me. Well, there you go. So it's real time. It's happening. I don't wish I knew what the next scam was going to be. I'd warn you about it, but that's what we see going on right now.
Right after this segment, I am going to call my mom,
mm-hmm.
and she's pretty in tune with, I mean, she's not technology savvy at all, but she's pretty in tune with, well, I just don't open it. But you never know. I mean, if mm-hmm. it looks official, you never know. It's very tempting, like, oh, well, I better take care of this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, tell her I said hi when you call.
Oh, okay, I will do. So if you get an email supposedly from Medicare, it may look super official, and it'll ask you for some information. It'll ask you to scan the QR code. Do not walk away from that. Run away from that. Delete it. Report it. But the bottom line is, don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark. Every time I hear about a scam like that, I am, just like you, I'm very protective of our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Bear's claws come out. It makes me so mad. When is it going to end? It'll never end, I guess. But this is just the latest scam in a long list of scams that are
mm-hmm.
just washing over the entire country.
They are, and we don't know what the next one's going to be, but I promise you, the scammers are already planning it. They already have it ready to implement,
because yep.
they go on about a 2 to 3 week cycle. And when we talked last time, it was have you got your new plastic Medicare ID card? So there's something coming. FCC last week issued a new regulation. Now, regulation is not a law. It's a regulation.
Yep.
That artificial intelligence-based voice cannot be used in solicitation telephone calls.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how they're going to police that.
How are you going to prove that?
Yeah, I mean, if you get a phone call from me and it sounds like my voice, well, how do you know that it was done artificially?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So, again, the government is paying attention to this. I don't know they have a solution. But mm-hmm. they and we just won't chase that one. But
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about how the company gets paid and how the agents get paid.
That is really an important thing. Now, folks, this may shock you, but insurance agents are paid by commission.
Yep.
And the insurance companies, when we complete an enrollment and it gets approved by Medicare, we get paid a commission. But those commissions, Steve, are regulated by Medicare, by CMS. It can be no more or no less than what CMS says it can be.
Okay. I didn't realize that either. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Every year we get the final rule, and then it gets amended, then it's the final rule again, then it gets amended, then it's the final rule, and finally we get the final rule. We mean it this time.
It sounds like the government.
It is the government. So, they're all the same. So a Medicare Advantage, whether it's with the green company, the blue company, the purple company,
yep.
or the plaid company, it doesn't matter. They all pay the same. Now, certain states like California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and D.C., which D.C. is not a state, but they have a little bit higher rate, but it's the same for everything.
Yep.
Okay. And the companies, the insurance companies, are not allowed to pay the agents a bonus or a spiff on sales. They can't say, well, if you sell so many of these Medicare Advantage plans, we'll give you an extra $3,000. They can't do that. It's against the law.
Volume incentive and
right.
all of those things. Yep.
Right. And what I've chosen to do is my agents are on salary.
Okay.
Because we want to do the right thing. If they're on salary, they're not worried about making their car payment, their house payment, buying formula for their babies. We had 3 office babies in 2022, and
yep.
we have one on the way now.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And I don't want them worried about that. I want them to be able to live a very comfortable life, and I want them to do the right thing for the right reason, the right time, and the right way.
There it is.
And so we kind of block all of that stuff. I happen to think it's very abusive to bring somebody in this business and say, well, you're straight commission, good luck, Godspeed.
Yeah.
You know, I want to take care of my people so that they take care of our clients.
Yeah.
So this is the reason that one of the two reasons we don't charge fees for Medicare consultations. Well, bad in the fact it's illegal. But
yeah.
if it was legal, we wouldn't do it because it's unethical.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now there are some new rules coming down the pike from CMS on April 5th. We don't know what that's going to look like in the future, but I'm confident that my business model will stay the same. And I'm still going to take care of those agents so that when you call, you're going to get somebody who's not worried about making their next commission. They're not going to be tempted to, quote unquote, sell you something. They're going to educate you and let you make a decision. And one of the things that happens a lot with us, Steve, is we get that referral and we don't make a sale.
Yep.
That sounds like I'm bragging about it, but that's not the point. The point is, if it's not the right thing, we're not going to make a sale. You would be shocked at how many referrals come from the people we say, by the way, what you're doing is the right thing, so don't change anything. And if somebody tries to talk you into it,
And
that's just the way we're going to do it. I don't want ever to have a temptation to do the wrong thing.
See, so how many other shops or offices are set up like that at Salary? Because I would think that's probably somewhat rare.
All of your call centers are set up hourly plus app fees. So
Okay. There's
one major one. I won't say the name. From what I understand, that there's a call center. So you're calling in from that 1-800 number from Joe mm-hmm. or Jim or Martha.
Yep, right.
Your favorite Martha.
Well, Martha's my favorite. Yeah.
She's
so grumpy.
She is. Well, until she gets on her, she gets her free grumpy medication. But those agents are typically paid an hourly rate of $25, $30 an hour plus $10 to $20 an application. Now, if an application's paying that company $640 and they're only paying the agent $20, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't personally know of any other of my peers and colleagues in this business that are set up the way we are.
Yeah. So this sounds unusual. I think it sounds fantastic. And frankly, I think you're set up the right way. So anytime I go into a situation where I'm looking for a product or a service and they're on commission, I feel the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, because that's the model. Every time I deal with something like that where they're on salary, it doesn't hurt their pocketbook one way or the other, whether I buy their service or product or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the pressure.
That's right. And we want a long-term relationship with everybody we meet because things change in Medicare all the time. So whether we do something today that generates revenue doesn't matter because we know in a year, two, three, 4 years, something's going to change. A life situation. We just had a lady call, had been on a Medicare supplement, switched to a Medicare Advantage to save money, just got a cancer diagnosis, and because we know what we're doing, we were able to get her back on her supplement without answering any health questions.
Perfect. So if this is catching your attention, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Fantastic, as always.
It's always fun being here. I enjoy it, and thanks for having me on, and good luck to everybody.
You bet. All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Federal Reserve is lying to you. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. As Jay Powell continues to tease about lowering interest rates, he needs to raise them. All they're doing is monetizing our debt while inflation remains hot. Why? Government's spending way more than it takes in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit Applebee's.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're going to change gears here and talk about something that gets on my nerves, actually. Maybe I'm a little too tuned into this, but I want to talk about the term memory care, what it means, and then at what levels of care can you find that? Because just here lately, recently, I have talked to so many people, and they're like, yeah, Steve, you know, where mom's getting her rehab, they said she needs memory care. And I said, well, at what level? Well, just memory care. I'm like, so at the assisted living level or at the long-term care level or at the home plus level or at the residential care or CF level of care? Well, just memory care. She just needs memory care. And so what they have been taught by folks out in the marketplace is you have assisted living and you have memory care. Oh, no, Steve. She doesn't need assisted living. She needs memory care. So I'm like, all right. If I'm hearing this a lot here lately, as you know, a lot of times I'll take that as the nudge to explain that or maybe correct that in this case on the program, because if I'm hearing it, so is everyone else. So let's talk about what is memory care. Memory care is not a licensure. There is no licensure. There's no state or federal-driven regulations on memory care like there is for assisted living, long-term care, residential care, et cetera, et cetera. This is as simple and as straightforward as I can say it. And usually when I explain it like this, people are like, oh, well, that makes sense. Well, why did they explain it this way? And I'm like, I have no idea. Look, I'm out here trying to standardize the terminology, and I don't think I'm winning yet. But I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on trying. Memory care is this simple. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Period. That's it. Let me say it again. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. And the cognitive impairment could be from dementia, one of the many forms of dementia. Could be from Alzheimer's. Here recently, I've worked with families needing placement for their loved one who has Parkinson's with the Parkinson's-related dementia. In the past, I've worked with many, many families searching for a placement to care for their loved one who had a stroke, and it left them with cognitive impairment. So it's a result of the stroke. But I'm just going to hammer this home. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. There's a lot that goes into that special type of care that we call memory care. Now, the number one reason that a resident with cognitive impairment would need, quote-unquote, memory care is if they become an elopement risk. Now, the industry calls it an elopement risk. You may, maybe in more of a common term, you might call it a flight risk, where a person may wander away from the building intentionally or unintentionally and put themselves in harm's way. So let's give a couple of examples. The lower level of elopement risk is someone with dementia, and they're not trying to cause any problems whatsoever. But they look outside and they're like, huh, I wonder what is that? That looks interesting. And so they walk outside to check it out. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. They walk out into traffic, and because of their dementia, their cognitive impairment, they don't understand these are bad things. And they're not trying to cause any trouble whatsoever, but they unintentionally put themselves at risk or in harm's way. So it's important to keep that person safe by being in a memory care neighborhood where the doors have codes on them. So you have to remember the code to get out. And most folks with dementia are not going to remember that code. You can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own security and safety. The higher level of elopement risk would be called exit seeking. So, again, you have cognitive issues. You're not thinking quite right. You look around and you're like, that's a pretty nice place, but this isn't my house. This isn't where I live. I'm going home. I'm out of here. And there they go. They're trying to get out. They're trying the doors because they're very determined that they're going to go home. So that is a much higher level. You really have to keep an eye on these particular residents. And God bless them. This is all due to this disease, this terrible disease. So that's that would be the number one reason to need, quote-unquote, memory care, which is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment, the coded doors, where you have a safe space. And then the next most common reason that you would need, quote-unquote, memory care is if you easily become overstimulated and maybe even agitated by too much stimulation. There are too many people. It's too bright. There are too many noises. There's just a lot going on. There's just a lot happening around you. And it's hard to process all of that, and it could set you off and become very belligerent or aggressive or agitated or irritated. So for that person, they just can't process all of that stimulation. So you would need to go to memory care where it's a smaller area, it's a smaller space, fewer residents, less stimulation. The activity programming is more activities, shorter period of time. There's more staffing there. They're trained in redirection. They're prepared for sundowning. There's a lot that goes into it. But let me say this. That special type of care can be offered at the assisted living level of care where you need help with your activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming. They dispense your medications. They can help you use the restroom. They can help you with incontinence support. That type of care, you can find memory care at that level of care. Okay? You could also find memory care at the long-term care level of care, which is the, you know, that's the medical model where you may need a lot heavier physical care and maybe wound care needs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration's emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NCAA's Final Four is set in the men's championship. DJ Burns scoring a high season-high 29 points. DJ Horn had 20. And North Carolina State reached its first Final Four in four decades, beating ACC rival Duke 76-64. Purdue finally reached the Final Four ever with a 72-66 win against Tennessee. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
Zach Edey tallied a game-high 40 points and 16 rebounds to help Purdue reach the Final Four for the third time in program history, securing its first berth in 44 years. Edey's dominance led to the top-seed Boilermakers finishing with a plus-21 advantage on the glass and a 40-24 edge in the paint. Tennessee's Dalton Connect kept the second-seed Volunteers in the game, draining a team-high 37 while tying his career-high with six triples.
Meanwhile, the other two teams got their tickets punched on Saturday. That was UConn and Alabama. The Final Four is on Saturday. And the big dance is Monday night, April the 8th. Overseas, Romania and Bulgaria partially joined Europe's Schengen ID-free travel zone, marking a new step in the two countries' integration with the European Union. After years of negotiations on joining the Schengen area, it was announced on Sunday there would be free access for travelers arriving by air or sea from both countries. SRNandTownhall.com.
Wesley, we all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Do you ever wonder just how much human language dogs understand?
A new study by researchers in Hungary has found that dogs understand far more than simple commands. Until now, so-called referential understanding had been unproven. The dogs in the study wore non-invasive electrodes attached to their heads. Mariano Boros is a cognitive neuroscientist and co-lead author of the study.
We realized that the dog can sit down, they can come, they can lay, but there is an interesting phenomenon that it seems that dogs are better at learning commands or instruction words than learning object words.
The peer-reviewed research has won praise. Some experts refuse to sit still for the findings. I'm Norman Hall.
Train derailment in central Oklahoma this weekend. 22 cars loaded with gravel overturned. No injuries reported. Cleanup operations underway. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. John Scott's got some good news for consumers.
Visa and MasterCard announced a settlement with U.S. merchants related to swipe fees, a development that could potentially save consumers tens of billions of dollars. Swipe fees are paid to Visa, MasterCard, and other credit card companies in exchange for enabling transactions. Merchants ultimately pass on those fees to consumers who use credit or debit cards. According to the settlement, Visa and MasterCard will cap the credit interchange fees into 2030, and the companies must negotiate the fees with merchant buying groups. John Scott reporting.
Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while parked. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the immediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2020 to 2024 vehicles may not be fully engaged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a holiday weekend, a very happy Easter to those of you celebrating out there. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is your entree into the program. You can share a comment or pose a question. We're happy to address your needs. Come directly to the doctor's office by calling 877-726-8255. We also have some recorded calls because that number active throughout the week. Some people called in with questions. I'm back from a 10-day sojourn in the Caribbean, diving in Turks and Caicos, and had a great time. And then I finished the week at a meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org is the place to go to defend your health freedom. I'm president of that organization currently, and we have a lot of things in store for 2024. We'll be apprising you of some of those developments as we go along this year. 877-726-8255. There's a verdict in the Prevagen jury trial, that brain-supporting supplement taken on by the FTC and the Attorney General of New York, and there's a verdict in the trial. We'll share that with you. Interesting case. Also, celebrity illnesses and mishaps, the unfortunate death of Senator Joe Lieberman, and the cancer diagnosis of Kate Middleton. We'll do a deep dive on those subjects a little later. Also, a verdict on ivermectin, controversial therapy for COVID. We've got lots to talk about today. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on a study that was ballyhooed in the media. It happened while I was away, and I was, you know, unfortunately not able to address it immediately on the radio, do damage control on the study, as I'm so often called upon to do. But incredibly, it's a study that showed that intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating means that you restrict the number of hours that you eat. Now, a lot of people eat in this fashion. They wake up early because they got a long commute. They've got to have a hearty breakfast, maybe at 7 in the morning, before school or before work. And then they get to work and they have a little bit of a snack. And then they have lunch. And then maybe they have a mid-afternoon snack to tide them over to dinner. And then dinner is a big deal, the biggest meal of the day, usually had around 6, 7, perhaps as late as 8, and then people have a little bit of a pre-bedtime snack, which means that they're eating virtually 16 hours of the day, and do the math, that means that there's only a few hours left for fasting. Okay, so there are some people who engage in intermittent fasting, which means that they restrict the eating window to 8 hours. And that's something that I gravitate to when I don't have to get to work early, because I'll get up and I'll exercise. Maybe I'll take a bike ride or run or go to the gym. And then I'll have a late breakfast, and then I try to stop eating around 7 o'clock. And that has benefit, as it is said, because the body undertakes a cleanup process. There's something happens that is called autophagy, which is the body's rest and take out the garbage stage, which may help in terms of longevity, also may be helpful in terms of prevention of cancer, even cardiovascular disease. The studies are mixed on intermittent fasting. Some studies say that it does help various conditions. Other studies say it doesn't make a big difference. The big advantage of intermittent fasting is you have less time to eat, so maybe you'll just eat less. So the American Heart Association sent out a press release, and the press gobbled it up. And basically it was a story that people who engage in intermittent fasting, all those health enthusiasts who do this because they think it's good, they're deluding themselves because there is a 91% higher rate of dying of heart disease. And I borrow from a couple of critiques from guys who I really trust. John Mandrola, who's the skeptical cardiologist, a mainstream academic cardiologist who takes his own profession to task sometimes. He wrote an article entitled, "A Broken Study of Time-Restricted Eating Exposes Broken Thinking Among Top People." And then it was Peter Attia, whose podcast I listened to, wrote an analysis, "Does time-restricted eating increase the risk of cardiovascular disease?" So let's take these studies, the study apart. First of all, it's not even a properly referred to as a study. It was what's called a poster presentation at a small conference. It wasn't even the American Heart Association main conference. It was a meeting called Epidemiology, Prevention, Lifestyle, and Cardiometabolic Congress, which is a small group, and they present main papers in the main hall, but then outside the hall there is a bulletin board where they
put up posters, and the posters are unvetted. The posters have not yet been peer-reviewed, and that's important because peer review means that a lot of scientists can weigh in, look at the look under the hood, look at the statistical analysis, see if it's legitimate, and then critique the study. That's part of academic publishing and scientific progress. So it was a poster presentation. That doesn't count a lot in terms of evidence. They blew it up and made it a big deal. It's also interesting is that it's based on a two-day diet recall. And then the people were followed for 8 years to see if they died or had heart attacks, what happened to them. And based on just 2 days of a diet recall, by the way, a lot of people can't even recall properly what they ate over the past few days. Try it. It's hard. And some people virtue signal. They actually, you know, tend to ignore the fact that they may have had a little high-calorie snack. They want to appear on paper better than in actuality. And so this kind of calls into question the conclusions of this study. Also, just statistically, and yeah, I know we're getting into the weeds here, but statistics is a kind of a dismal science. But if you look at what's happening here, there just weren't enough people to draw a conclusion. The time-restricted eating group had only 414 participants and just a total of 31 deaths, compared to the control group, which had a robust number of people, nearly 12,000 participants and 423 deaths. So, and by the way, interestingly, the time-restricted eating group also had a higher weight and body mass index. They were more likely to smoke. So that's really not a fair comparison. I mean, to really do a study of this kind, they'd have to look at not just people who recorded that they didn't eat during a certain time, but people who engage in a conscientious practice of time-restricted eating for health reasons and not because maybe they're too nauseous or sick to eat in the morning. That's definitely a possibility, is that sicker people, they have lower appetites, and maybe they can eat. That's a possibility, too, that confounds the study. So basically, this study is not really conclusive. And unfortunately, this is the way that the press operates these days. They uncritically grab press releases, such as the recent press release from the American Heart Association, for clickbait value. And so, according to John Mandrola, the cardiologist, of course, this was a fatally flawed study. However you feel about intermittent fasting, it surely doesn't nearly double your risk of death from heart disease. It may not be that helpful or protective, but it's not going to kill you. That just doesn't make sense mechanistically. So, and the study reveals a result that totally doesn't make sense. You have to question it. How is it possible that restricting your eating hours, potentially eating less, actually is worse for your health? That's totally absurd. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients.
To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code Hoffman10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code Hoffman10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, and availing himself of the opportunity is Steve from Staten Island. How you doing, Steve?
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman, also for not uncritically accepting press releases from about different studies and being so sophisticated methodologically, you're rare among these people.
Well, thank you. That's what I do, because I don't think that the press is doing a good job of critically analyzing some of the studies that are fed to them in press releases, and they sort of blandly accept it and then ballyhoo the results. And it's just maybe that there's nobody with proper scientific expertise at even these big newspapers like the New York Times.
Yes. Anyhow, I'd like to know your view on bile acid diarrhea. I've been having, watery stools for the last few years. I tried different diets as well as what you recommend. Budesonide has helped to a certain degree, but I don't want to be on it indefinitely. And,
right. Hold on. Let me explain what this is. Bile acid diarrhea, the acronym for it is BAD, because it is bad, and it usually means fat intolerance. People have difficulty digesting fat because bile acids are used to break down fat. They actually emulsify the fat and help to break down the fat molecules into digestible bits. But sometimes the bile irritates the intestine. Now, you're actually on a type of intestinal steroid treatment, budesonide, right? So that suggests you have like a little bit of an inflammatory condition in there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It did help for a month or so, but then it seemed I developed a tolerance. Anyhow, I told this to the doctor, and he said, to try Questrin, which is for cholesterol.
Right, Questrin. Questrin is cholestyrene. So what that is, it is a bile acid sequestrant. It binds to bile acids and conducts them harmlessly out of the body. The problem with cholestyramine is that it can be very constipating. I mean, that's the idea. I mean, if you have diarrhea, you kind of welcome a little bit of constipation, but it can go, over to bad constipation. But also, it tends to bind to beneficial essential fatty acids. So, your vitamin A, D, omega-3s also get bound up with it. So anyway, go ahead.
Even if I take the fat-soluble vitamins, hours before I take the Questrin, would it still have that effect, even if
it probably won't. You'll keep them away. But this is kind of a complicated situation, and it may be that a multiplicity of things are going on with you. Bile acid diarrhea is one aspect of what is affecting your digestion. Maybe you might benefit from other pancreatic enzymes, that break down fat, things with lipase in them. You may also have, EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which may require digestive enzymes. That's something that we would want to investigate. So, maybe see a nutritionally oriented physician, get some insight, because maybe some additional tests need to be done. You seem to have tried a lot of things. You listen to this program, you get some ideas, but maybe we need to drill down and get some specifics. 877-726-8255, our number. Easter around the corner. And it's springtime. People are sneezing. I woke up sneezing the other night. A lot of tree pollen in the air. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, means that it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, you can buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And while you're there at ntfactor.com, browse their full range of products. Okay, there's an interesting story coming up that we'll talk about. The company, do you watch Jeopardy? Because if you watch Jeopardy, you're going to see ads for the product, Prevagen. Prevagen purports to support brain health, which is great, you know, when you're watching Jeopardy and you want to shout out an answer. Is it legit? Well, there's a jury trial, and the verdict is in. We'll discuss that when I return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Children's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. Have you heard about Prevagen? Well, Prevagen is heavily advertised, and I've actually seen it advertised on Jeopardy, which is great product placement because the demographic of watchers of Jeopardy skews older. So people are concerned about their memories. I watch Jeopardy and I try to blurt out an answer. It's a great brain game. So positioning Prevagen as something that supports memory and brain function is a great idea. But Prevagen has been under the gun, notwithstanding the fact that they are able to continue to exercise, to advertise. And in fact, I wrote an article around Christmas time entitled, "These Are a Few of My Least Favorite Things." And I included Prevagen because I don't really think Prevagen has the stuff in terms of scientific veracity. The marketing is based on a few small studies using a proprietary extract of jellyfish called aquaphorin, for which there's very little scientific evidence that it somehow increases brain function. I don't really see a bona fide case that it does what it purports to do. But nonetheless, there are some small studies in dogs and then small studies in humans showing that it enhances memory. And those studies, I think, are not of the highest quality. So I don't think it's one of my first go-tos for people who are experiencing brain problems or want to preserve their cognitive function. Anyway, by the way, they approached me many years ago when they just launched Prevagen. It must have been, 12 or 15 years ago. And they said, "Hey, I want you to endorse our product. We want to become a sponsor." And I said no. And it got them really angry because they said, "Well, yeah, but we've got the studies." And I said, "Yeah, but the studies aren't good enough. I'm just not convinced that that's a good enough product." So I walked away. They have been embattled with the Federal Trade Commission over claims that it improves memory, that it slows memory decline associated with aging. And it finally culminated in a trial. And the verdict came in earlier this month. And here's a statement from the makers of Prevagen on the federal jury verdict. "Today, a jury in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York issued a verdict in Federal Trade Commission versus Quincy Bioscience Holding Company, the makers of Prevagen. Quote, we are pleased that a federal jury in New York concluded today that the New York Attorney General failed to prove its deceptive advertising and labeling case against Quincy Bioscience's key advertising claims for Prevagen, including the claim that Prevagen improves memory. At great expense to taxpayers, the New York Attorney General's Office, aided by the Federal Trade Commission, has pursued this case for more than 7 years, With the jury trial now concluded, we plan to refocus our time and resources on continuing to lead the way in brain health with our cutting-edge applications of Prevagen. Now, it's not quite as good as they claim here, because while the jury did not uphold the contention of the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, they kind of joined together as a powerful duo to quash the claims made by Prevagen, and essentially that would drive them out of business. And many companies just kind of like, they just say, okay, we'll withdraw our claims. We'll just, what do you want us to say? You know, we'll make some wishy-washy claims like supports brain health. But Prevagen wanted to fight the government. So they probably spent millions of dollars in this litigation, and the government spent correspondingly maybe tenfold millions to fight this case. And the result was kind of a mixed result. It basically, Prevagen can keep marketing its supplements under the claim that it improves memory, but as to other claims like that it slows age-related cognitive decline, they can't go there because that's kind of like a disease claim. That's like prevents Alzheimer's or, you know, prevents dementia. That is a bridge too far. So it's kind of a mixed verdict. Bottom line, Prevagen can live again to fight another day. And here's my take on it. This is my take on it. And I will analogize my take on it to the take that some people have about Trump's legal woes. There are a lot of people, moderate Democrats and liberal Republicans, who say, I don't like Trump. I don't like him. I'm not going to vote for him. But, and that's a big but, I don't like what the government's doing to Trump. They're persecuting him. They're attacking him on all fronts. So I'm sympathetic to Trump's plight. I just want him to be available so I can vote against him. That's what some people are saying. And this is the analogy is to the Prevagen case. I am not a big fan of Prevagen. On the other hand, I am not a big fan of the government going in guns blazing to attack the claims of supplement makers. So I think what Prevagen accomplished, not that I'm a big fan of the supplement, is somewhat heroic. They fought the law, and the law didn't win. Okay? All the forces of the government were arrayed against them, and I think that there should be some First Amendment rights to offer truthful claims. So not fraudulent claims, because there are studies that show there's a benefits, but if you're a sophisticated consumer, you may want to look at product reviews. You may want to look at the quality of studies. You may want to listen to people like me who don't believe that the supplement is that great. And then you pays your money and you takes your chances because this is America. And, you know, we believe in private enterprise and we believe in the right to free speech. And so that's my take on the Prevagen case. You'll continue to see Prevagen ads with product placement on shows like Jeopardy and elsewhere. And I'm for it. It's a good thing. So congratulations to Prevagen. You won a skirmish with the government. The government may come back and attempt to curtail their claims at a future point, but they dodged a bullet. All right, here's something I'm really excited about. This is a new sponsor. And the reason I like it is because magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, as well as for more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous, I love that word, in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health, the preeminent makers of magnesium supplements. Mag SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of Mag SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. And that problem is related to your GI tract. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Need I elaborate? For more information to order Mag SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. Try it. See if it's not gentle on your stomach. I assure you it probably will be. Use code HOFFMAN10 for Mag SRT, time-released magnesium. All right. This item is another repudiation of government interference with the right to access therapies of your choice. And that's really the theme of the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I'm the president, is that we believe in health freedom. We're for natural alternatives. ANH-USA.org is the place to go. If you like this program and you want to support ANH-USA, please consider a small contribution. Subscribe to their newsletter. Headline, this is actually from the Alliance for Natural Health, my organization. FDA forced a U-turn on ivermectin. Okay, if you'll recall, during the height of COVID, there was a push to introduce alternatives to conventional therapies such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And it got to the point where I actually was afraid to prescribe them because if, first of all, pharmacists would refuse to fill the prescription because they were under government scrutiny not to offer the prescription to people for COVID. Plus, I was worried that the medical boards who oversee my practice were going to call me on the carpet and say, hey, we're going to take away your license because you're a quack. You're prescribing ivermectin. But there is actually scientific documentation that both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work to a certain degree against COVID. They're not panaceas, but there recently was a study on hydroxychloroquine which showed that it reduced the risk of need for intubation in patients with COVID. There have been studies pro and con on ivermectin, frankly. I mean, it's not like a slam dunk, but there's studies that actually substantiate its benefits in reducing that circle the drain problem that occurs when people get severe COVID. So recently there was a court case. Yeah, there was a court case in the United States District Court. Mary Tally Bowden was the plaintiff against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And this is what they found. The FDA has agreed to remove social posts and web pages advising Americans not to take ivermectin for COVID. Now, their posts were extremely lurid and, in my opinion, very unprofessional. They were saying, you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. And they showed people taking ivermectin because they said it was like a horse pill. Well, ivermectin is actually one of the most popular drugs worldwide. It's actually an anti-parasitic drug. And I believe its developer was awarded a Nobel Prize because he's combated parasitic diseases in the third world, saving countless lives. Ivermectin also has many other properties. It may have some benefits in cancer. It may have benefits in other infectious diseases. No, COVID is not a parasite, but it's an infection. So the FDA has to take down social media posts and its webpage warning consumers not to take ivermectin for COVID. Their stance was not scientific. It was political because basically what they're saying is take the vaccine, take the conventional expensive drugs from Pfizer et al., but don't take ivermectin because that's kind of a grassroots thing and you got to toe the line. So this is, I think, a resounding victory. And however, the FDA in its statement said, quote, FDA has not admitted any violation of law or any wrongdoing. The disagree with the plaintiff's allegation that the agency exceeded its authority in issuing the statements challenged in the lawsuit, and the FDA stands by its authority to communicate with the public regarding the products it regulates. Translation, when push comes to shove, the FDA will turn around and do the exact same thing the next time such an issue arises. So it's basically a settlement, and FDA has backed down. But we applaud that court decision because it's our right to access potentially beneficial treatments, especially in the face of a crisis. 877-726-8255 or a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Riverton, Wyoming, Elmore Sheriff is a veteran and longtime resident. Over a year ago, he discovered some damage on his ceiling. The area was confined to 24 inches. But when the construction company came to the 82-year-old's home, they gutted it, leaving Sheriff without heat, electricity, water, or even floor. Sheriff's insurance was no help, and he had no choice but to live at a hotel on his own money, which he's been doing for the last year. Janet Henshaw had heard about what happened to Sheriff and reached out to help. She contacted individuals and local businesses to help rebuild Sheriff's home. She said, "What I saw here was someone who was taken advantage of. He's an older gentleman. He's a veteran. He's a beautiful, beautiful man that literally got taken in every way, and we wanted to help."
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office either during the program or you can record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
In your interview with Gary Taubes, he mentioned that the idea of evidence-based medicine began in the 1970s. Can you explain what is meant by evidence-based medicine? Thank you.
Sure. Okay, that's a great question. It sounds great. Evidence-based medicine. I mean, you want your medicine to be evidence-based. You don't want just doctors to be sitting there making things up like, yeah, I think that this would be a great idea, so let's give the patient some mercury. Yeah, mercury, that sounds good. You know, they did that actually in the 19th century to cure things like syphilis, but it wasn't evidence-based, right? You know, not a great idea. So what they need to do is they need to do studies to see if things work. That totally makes sense. But there have been a series of articles lately that talk about the tyranny of evidence-based medicine. And what is evidence-based medicine, or EBM? It's a movement that had its roots in the 1970s, but really went into full swing in the 1990s. With the noble intention of incorporating high-quality research into clinical practice. So it has become exalted over traditional medicine, which is the doctor with his or her knowledge of biochemistry and physiology attempting to find an answer for a patient. And that would be, you know, an example would be in integrative medicine. You know, we're going to look at root causes, and if it makes sense to alleviate a disease by addressing root causes, well, that's to the good. You know, that's going to actually help a patient heal. But maybe evidence-based medicine says that you should just use a drug for that condition, that there are clinical trials, they're in major medical journals, and that drug is just a slam dunk for that condition. And I'm reading here from an article by my good colleague Richard Amerling, who I've interviewed on the program. He's a nephrologist who's a clear thinker about medicine. He says that most doctors have become so dependent on guidelines from above that they've lost the ability to problem solve, to think critically, and to practice real clinical medicine. And the problem with the studies on which evidence-based medicine is based is that they are often biased. They're often driven by pharmaceutical interests. The former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel, famously once declared, quote, and she's the editor of the preeminent medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, and she declared, "It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines, a.k.a. evidence-based medicine." So, and when Gary Taubes was talking about evidence-based medicine. He said that guidelines were established for the treatment of diabetes, which ultimately were wrong, which called for the aggressive use of insulin, even in patients who should be treated with a very low-carb diet. That's his contention. And for years and years and years, we perpetuated illness and obesity in patients who otherwise would have been helped by a more traditional approach, which was very low-carb diet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, we'll talk about Joe Lieberman, Kate Middleton. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman Store.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A second shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, where concerns about hunger and a possible famine are soaring.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chanas.
The United States is dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly Moscow attack.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The theft of sensitive information belonging to millions of AT&T current and former customers has been recently discovered online. In a weekend announcement addressing the data breach, the company said a data set was found on the dark web containing information, including social security numbers and passcodes for about 7.5 million current members and some nearly 66 million former account holders. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Bloodshed in Ecuador over the weekend.
A government spokesman says gunmen attacked a group of people in a coastal city neighborhood Saturday night, killing 8 and wounding 8 more. It's the latest in a string of violent incidents in the South American country. Police say armed men drove up, opened fire on a large group of people, then drove away. No one claiming responsibility. Ecuador was once considered a bastion of peace in Latin America, but in recent years has seen a surge in violent attacks. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. military says its forces have destroyed 2 unmanned aerial vehicles in the Houthi-held areas in Yemen over a critical shipping route in the Red Sea. U.S. Central Command said the drones were destroyed Saturday morning. It was the latest in the months-long encounter between the Iranian-backed rebels and the U.S. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Japanese health government officials have raided a factory that produces health supplements they say killed at least 5 people, hospitalized more than 100 others. Michael Duncan reports.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalized with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mold may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticized for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
Kobayashi Pharmaceuticals, based in the city of Osaka, said about 1 million packages were sold over the past 3 fiscal years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of the Philco Radio Time. And then a different type of Phil, as in Phil Marlowe, with Gerald Moore starring as Raymond Chandler's legendary literary private detective. Well, not only is this the actual debut episode of this musical series, but in a moment, host Bing Crosby will be joined by his longtime pal and frequent motion picture co-star, Bob Hope. As is usually the case, the jabs and ad-libs will soon come fast and furious. Let's enjoy. This is from October 16th, 1946.
Let me tell you something about the man we're working with, Skitch, and ladies and gentlemen.
Those of us who've had the privilege, of associating with Bing realize that he's a pal when you need a hand. He's a clown when you need a laugh. He's a friend when you need a friend.
And he's a singer when you need a sewing machine.
We are cooked. It's Bob Hope.
Well, a tourist, listen to this. Yes, sir, here we are, the egg and I. How are you, Dad? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Aunt Fuzzhead. This is Bob Philco Hope. Welcome. I'll advertise anybody for money. You know me. Back to the air, old Droop and Sag, and telling you folks to buy your radios from Philco, because whether or not you believe in Santa Claus, every week they're going to bring you the bag. Or,
now that Hope's here, let's treat him right. We're a little late, folks, so Bob, good night. Shoo, bye.
Get. Duck. Just a minute, Bing. I want to congratulate you on your going back to work.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful the way you take such an active interest in show business, a man your age. And it's a real thrill to see you with this microphone.
Thank you.
Standing.
Well, if you get your hands out of my pockets, I'll sit down.
So you're with a new outfit now, huh? Philco.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. For years they advertised no stoop, no squat, no squint. Now they have them every week. I want to tell you sincerely, Happy Hips, it's about time you changed sponsors.
I guess I was with Kraft quite a long time.
Long time. You brought home so much cheese, the mice around there had to wear girdles.
Well, at least I do feed my mice. Yours are picketing you.
Don't get touchy. I'm sincere, and I think it's darn nice of Philco to give you this chance to make a comeback.
Listen, Pelican Puss, I want...
Wait a minute, Stork Baiter, look. Just a second. Let's not write in things after we get a start. What do they call your head? Operation Eggplant? Anyhow, how can you get so hot under a collar you're not wearing?
There you go again, worrying about my dress.
When you get up in the morning, you don't have to change, do you? Kid's wearing a pajama top here tonight.
Suck yourself a deep
Anything
seat.
To save money. Oh,
Don't you worry about how I dress. When I first met you in front of Paramount, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
You were barefoot, and you were wearing a pair of Adolf Monju's old golf knickers.
Those were my knickers. I was playing the lead in Huckleberry Finn.
I don't know about the Huckleberry, but you borrowed a fin.
It was my greatest performance. I don't remember. I don't remember that incident, but if I borrowed $5 from you, I'm going to pay it back.
When?
The next time you catch me barefoot in front of Paramount.
Well, I just saw your last picture, Monsieur Beaucaire. I may not have long to wait.
Are you out of your mind? The way I played the part of the barber in that picture got raised.
Well, you figured to be a good barber. Look at the experience you've got shaving expenses. Cutting down Doris' allowance.
I just live in that Pepsodent tube to please the sponsor. You know that. They squirt me out every morning and I'm gone. I'm away.
Get you out, huh?
Anyway, you'll find out about expenses. Wait till you see what those Pittsburgh Pirates cost you before your kids are old enough to be outfielders.
Don't you worry. Have no fear.
Of course, now you're making money with the hot dogs, with your horses and everything. I understand.
Don't you worry about the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're definitely going places.
I hope so. They've been in the cellar so long, the whole team has the bends. What a baseball team. They finished so far behind this year, the last eight games were football.
Well, listen, don't knock the lads from Pittsburgh, Bob. Didn't you buy into the Cleveland Indians, Little Beaver? Let's talk about that. Where are those boys?
Yes, I flew back to see him play last month. I was a little disappointed.
Why?
All men. year we're going to have a terrific player. He's rookie from the 3-I League, and he's sensational.
What's so sensational about him?
He's got 3 eyes.
Oh, yeah. Take more than 3 eyes to keep you from losing that cheap dollar shirt you're wearing.
What are you talking about? The Indians are a real ball club. They're a sound investment. Someday I'm going to sit back, and the Indians will take care of me.
Yeah, they'll take care of you, all right, just like they took care of Custer. If things get rugged for you, though, I suppose I'll always be good for another Finn.
Thanks, friend. And if things get rough for you, you can always crawl into Manju's old knickers with me.
You know, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
I know that charm and manners count, but I like what you do.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
No matter what my lawyer says, I've always liked you, too.
Put it there, pal. Put it there. The day you bought that baseball team, it started quite a fuss.
They love me so in Cleveland, that what else could they discuss?
But now I hear the Indians want to give you back to us.
You'd call a foul ball fair.
Put it there.
Oh, by the way, that Pittsburgh team.
Great team.
I hope it makes a go.
Put it there, pal. Slip me some skin, huh?
Drop that back in the bowl. I'd more than gladly let them teach it. No, that's me, that's me.
No, it's me.
That's you,
that's me.
Put it there, pal. Put it there. Don't croon into the umpire's ear and hope to win a game I found a line.
I'm proud to be a Pirate, and the pennant is my aim.
The way you make your dough, at least you live up to the name.
Your loyalty is so rare.
Put it there.
My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
My second sacker.
My third base coach.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
You better lay off potatoes.
Boy, what a plan. Don't put it in the paper. Don't put it on the air.
I'll finish.
Don't put it on the shelf.
Stay in there.
Put it there.
Put it there.
Thank you very much for dropping in, Bob.
Think nothing of it, pal. I'm glad to do it.
Well, so long, pal.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to give me one of those new radio phonographs? You've already given me the needles.
Well, I'll put in a word for you with the Philco people. And by the way, I'm running a little low on toothpaste.
I'll put in a word for you with Dr. Cowan.
Thank you.
You see, folks, there's nothing mercenary about us.
It's just friendship, that's all. But we have a charming young lady. I know you've heard her on many of my broadcasts and in pictures many times. So long, Bob.
I'm still here. I'm not going. What was that you just mentioned about the girl?
Well, never mind. Why don't you go to that home that you've never left?
I'm sticking around to meet this gal.
Listen, Apehead. Can't you see you're not getting anywhere?
What was that?
You're dropping a Apehead. Bomb. Here. You're progressing a dog.
You're wearing your bare midriff a little high this season, aren't you?
All right, Hope. Come on, out of here. What do we have to do? Call a plumber's assistant to get your mouth out of the mic?
Seriously, before I go, I do want to say something. I think it's very nice of you to invite me over here tonight on your premiere.
Very sweet.
And I, just like the rest of show business, wish you the best of everything on your new program. Mm-hmm. I know you'll be in there punching as usual. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be a smash because you are one of my favorite sons.
Thank you.
And I say, bless you.
Guess we won't... We won't need Lamour in our next picture, huh?
Has anybody got a can of DDT?
Now that old Pepsodent Fangs has left, I guess it's safe to bring out the lady. Here's lovely Lena Romay singing Love on a Greyhound Bus from No Leave, No Love, Van Johnson's new opus. Go ahead and sing, Lena, and I'll show the problem child at the door.
Ticket the other night, the Union Station was lit up bright. The crowd was shoving with all its might, but we all settled down for a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, heading west on a Greyhound bus. Howlin Tunnel was open wide. We rode along underneath the tide and found ourselves on the Jersey side. What a glorious time for a trip on a Greyhound bus. No fuss, heading west on a Greyhound bus. Stop for hot dogs and soda pop. Ask the driver, how long do we make another stop? The sun disappeared from view. The stars came out like they always do. Then I cuddled up close to you, and we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus. Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On to Wheeling, West Virginia.
Then to Columbus, Ohio.
And Indianapolis, Indiana.
Then we had a slight delay when the driver mistook Illinois Flyway. A Texas storm made us hesitate. A bridge washed out and we had to wait. But we'd be happy in any state, 'cause we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus.
Thank you, Lena. Thank you, Lena and vocal group. Leaving the Greyhound bus in love, we bump into Cynthia, and she's in love. Oh, love, love, love. Well, I guess you can't knock it, though. So if John Scott is ready, I shall attempt...
Just a minute, Bing. Don't you think we ought to have a word from the Philco man right now?
Well, have you cased the clock up there, Ken? You know, Hope stayed on quite a while tonight.
You mean he overstayed his welcome?
That condition existed upon his arrival.
Well, how about the commercial?
Oh, yes. Well, have you got it there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
It's very happy stuff, isn't it? I'm really ashamed to lose it. What am I saying? Well, I had a hunch this was going to happen, though, so I spoke to the Philco people, and they said if we ran out of time tonight, we could just tear up the commercial. So I'm doing the same forthwith. Well, that's about it for tonight, but we'll be back next week again with another musicale on team, Avec Monkey Shine stuff.
Radio time next week, and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Lena Romaya, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guests, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood and is directed by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie.
From the evening of October 16, 1946, yes, the debut episode of Philco Radio Time. Before that move to ABC, Bing Crosby had spent the previous decade over on NBC, heading up the Kraft Music Hall. The move was made primarily because Crosby wanted to pre-record his shows, but NBC and sponsor Kraft insisted he continued to be live. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we move from music and Philco to drama and Philip, as in Marlowe. Gerald Moore stars as Raymond Chandler's private detective right after this break.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We wanted to take this opportunity to wish all of our friends and our audience a very happy Easter.
Easter is meant to be a symbol of hope, renewal, and life. The very first Easter taught us this, that life never ends and love never dies.
Take this time to reflect on family and friends and what this date really means.
Happy Easter from all of the family here on KCNR.
Thank you.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for one of the Golden Age's greatest voices. You'll get his name and the episode title in about half a minute. I'll just let you know to also listen for Gloria Blondell, Barney Phillips, Alma Lawton, Edgar Barrier, and Herb Butterfield. It originally aired on June 11, 1949.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of mystery, comes his most famous character and crime's most deadly enemy, as we present The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. Now, with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Pigeon's Blood.
At 5 o'clock of any weekday afternoon, the lobby of the Stoddard building in downtown Los Angeles is a mess of milling office workers. So I was 10 impolite minutes peering into chattering faces before I found my new client, Charlene Danielle. When she called me an hour ago, her slight French accent had been coated with worry as she identified herself as an illustrator for a fashion magazine with offices in the building and said that she needed help. She was huddled in a shadowed far corner of the lobby like a frightened puppy going through his first thunderstorm. When I was close to her, she stepped into the light and hurriedly took my arm.
I'm glad you didn't disappoint me, Mr. Marlowe. Come along, please, quickly. There's a bar just across the lobby where we can talk.
All right.
Come along, please. It's already late.
Soft, lustrous hair that was shingled into a thousand short curls which kept running into one another framed a beautiful face. And a wisp of a smile that never seemed to leave her lips labeled her Gentle People. I couldn't quite get over it. When we were inside the bar and seated at a table, she was still talking. I was still thinking how lovely she was.
Mr. Marlowe, are you listening?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course I am.
Yes. Now, what I want you to do is simple but very, very important. It must be done at once.
Easy, honey. That's not going to help any. Now, one step at a time. What is it, Charlene?
A terrible man named Marty Loomis. He lives here in Los Angeles on North Crossmore Street, number 7710, a private house. He is the one who had the collection stolen from Vivian's father. I know
hey,
he is.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Slow around the corners, huh? Now, first of all, what's the collection of?
Rubies, Mr. Marlowe. Rare pigeon's blood rubies.
Uh-huh.
Exquisite ones. The 30 of them worth at least, the very least, $150,000.
Tell me, are all the rubies as lovely as you are?
Please, Mr. Marlowe.
Okay. Who's Vivian?
My best friend, the girl I grew up with in Lyon. She's still in France, but I got out before the war to Mexico and Senada. Mm-hmm. Some friends at the Riviera Pacifico helped me to get to California. Vivian and her father, Maurice Ardor, an old man now, they lost everything they had, family, a home, their business, and then they had only the rubies left.
Which should bring us to this guy Loomis, huh?
It does. Mr. Marlowe, he was in France only last month, a guest in the Ardor home. A charming American businessman who was going to buy the rubies.
But it just wouldn't say when.
Tell me, Charlene, did anybody actually see him take the stones?
No, but there's no doubt that he did it, Mr. Marlowe. He was one of the few persons who knew where Monsieur Jardot kept them.
What about the police?
Oh, no, no, Mr. Marlowe, not yet. Only when we know that Loomis still has the stones, when we know where the rubies are. You see, any hurried arrest would only mean that the jewels would be gotten rid of, gone forever.
Why isn't Vivian here, Monsieur Jardot?
I told you. He is an old man, a broken man, and they are penniless. The rubies were going to be sold. That's why this Loomis was visiting with them. Now, please, Mr. Marlowe, can you do this for me? Can you find out where the jewels are? It would mean so much if we can return them. So much.
Yeah. Where can I find you later, Charlene?
I live at the Bradford Arms. The telephone number is Sunset 10229.
10229.
Now, what is your fee, please?
Well, we'll talk about it later, huh?
All right. You are kind. I only hope that later isn't too far away.
For Monsieur Jardot's sake?
Why, yes, for everybody's sake. Good luck.
Somehow or another, I managed to stop at all the red lights and go on all the green ones and not hit anyone all the way from downtown L.A. where I'd left Charlene, up into Hollywood and over to Marty Loomis's house at 7710 North Rossmore. Parking a half a block away, I stood looking at the rambling white house, vintage 1915. I was startled into action by a wiry, white-haired old boy in search of a match. After a quick servicing job, I moved up to the door. As I knocked on the massive display of aging oak, I decided that Marlowe should play the role of crooked jeweler to ease the entrance. When the door finally opened and an ox in shiny blue serge answered, I wasn't too happy with my choice of roles. A big club would have been better.
Yeah? What do you want?
Marty Loomis. Is he in?
Who's asking questions?
The name's Becker. A mutual friend recommended me to him.
Does Lefty know about this?
He should. Why don't you ask him?
Okay. Come on in and relax while I find out.
Thanks. Any place in particular?
Yeah. Flat on your back. Oh, big mouth. And don't bother going for your gun. I'll do it for you. Ah. Nice 38 at that. Now your wallet. Lefty. Thought you were picking up your cue fast, didn't you, Mr. Marlowe, huh? Private detective. What were you thinking about when you bit Big Mouth? Something nice and calico?
You're warm, Buster. My mistake. Where do we go from here?
You? No place. Till I make a phone call. Excuse me.
Big jerk.
Westwood 9903. Yeah. My number? Gladstone, 2742. This won't take long, Marlowe, then you and I can... Oh, hello, Tony. Oh, it's Chalky. No, I looked every place. No, honey, I tell you the stuff just ain't here, but something else is. A private dick named Marlowe. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, probably one of that stinking Slater's boys. But you don't have to worry about Marlowe. So long, babe.
Your mother, Chalky.
Listen, louse, I got one question to ask you, and I want a straight answer fast. Are you working for Zig Slater?
I don't remember.
Well, that's too bad. You know, I might have to get nasty if you don't cooperate.
Doesn't much make any difference whether I cooperate or not. Let's face it, huh, Chalky?
All right. Let's do it! Just... Ah! Big Mouth.
By the time I sorted my legs out from those that belonged to the coffee table, Chalky was gone. But in his wake, there were three things that a very fast, superficial search revealed. My gun in the hall outside, empty. Next to the door, my wallet intact. And near the overturned coffee table, a pawn ticket from the Ryan Loan Company, corner Hill and 8th. Receipt for one gray topcoat, right sleeve ripped, allowing $7.50. I dropped it into my pocket, then put through a call to one Lieutenant Ibarra at police headquarters. In a few minutes, I knew that Zig Slater was a fence who had done time twice on stolen property charges, and at present could be found in or around a shop on La Cienega Boulevard near Melrose, where he sold, of all things, tropical fish. I hung up and started out of the door for my car. But in less than 50 feet, I knew I wasn't alone. My shadow was the shock of white hair who earlier stopped me for a match. It was his turn to be surprised when I suddenly wheeled, grabbed at both his lapels, and shook.
Well, what are you doing to me?
No rumble, Pop. Believe me, I just want to rearrange your marbles.
Now, listen.
So that when you start talking, it comes out straight. Now, why are you following me? And don't tell me you need me another match. Come on.
I'm calling you because I want to warn you.
About what?
A giant of a man I just saw near your car.
In a beat-up Blue Serge, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. You see, I live across the street, and after you gave me that match, I took my regular evening walk. But when I got back, I saw this man, this giant. He was going to let the air out of your tires, I know, but I stopped him. Yes, sir. I yelled at him real loud, and he ran away. He cursed me first. Oh. Now, aren't you sorry you shook me like you did?
Yeah, I am. I'd let you shake me back, but there isn't time, Pop.
Well, no matter, fella. I guess I can figure it all right. I mean, the way you're acting, must be a beautiful girl behind this someplace. Always is, right?
Right. Just to make sure she stays that way, you'll excuse me, but I gotta see a man about some tropical fish. So long, Pop. Zig Slater's place in La Cienega was three walls, lined almost solid with bubbling tanks that were home for the kind of screwy-looking fish that made you wonder what they could possibly see with a bad case of DTs. Slater was small and slight, with black darting eyes that were too large for the rest of his face, which was prune-winkled, shaped like a Coke bottle, and had all the come-hither look of an octopus. He was on the phone. It wasn't until I was close enough to hear the number he was after that I...
Operator!
...was glad he was having
operator,
trouble.
That was the wrong number.
Because it was the same digit arrangement that Chalky had called earlier.
Operator.
And prefixed Westport as well.
No, operator, I did not call 9933. It was Westport 9903. That's right. 03, yeah. Stupid people. Hello, Toby. It's Ziggy, darling. Where have you been? I tried to reach you half a dozen times. Walk, oh... Well, look, baby, you meet me over... Wait a minute. Lost something, mister?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have. One of my twin sword tails died. I was just admiring yours here. I'd like to buy one.
I'll be right with you.
Oh.
Meet me at the Blue Chip in 30 minutes, huh, sweet? Now, don't worry, I'm a little bit late. I got a few things to do first. Right. Goodbye, baby. Sword tails, mister, are $1.10, $1.35, and $1.80. What'll it be?
What? They started at $1.10?
Uh-huh.
At the last place, I only paid 90 cents for a swordtail. Good one, too.
Then maybe you'd better go back to the last place, huh?
Well, maybe I had. Good night, sir.
And that's the first act of Philip Marlowe. We'll be back with more right after this.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Philip Marlowe and the episode Pigeon's Blood on When Radio Was.
I was outside in my car and pointed toward the Blue Chip, which was next speakeasy on Santa Monica Boulevard that had quite never gotten over it. I knew that I had something to work on before it was time to call Charlene and report that so far I had located neither the Rubies nor Marty Loomis. With luck, I could have words with Toby at the Blue Chip before Slater arrived. So 20 minutes later, when I was there and seated at an all-alone table for two, drink in front of me, I looked up at the sound of high heels clicking toward me, and the 5.5 feet of blonde who grew out of them in wraparound suede. When I called Toby by name and she pivoted like she was built on a hinge, I was back in business.
I don't know you. What do you want?
If it's handy, Chalky's telephone number.
You're Marlowe, aren't you?
Yes, and private detective you ordered bounced around. Now, let's not waste any more of each other's time, Toby. Where's Marty Loomis?
Oh, sorry. I never heard of him.
Or the Pigeon Blood Rubies.
Who are you working for, Marlowe?
Don't you remember? I'm one of Slater's boys.
You're a liar.
Not a double-crosser, Toby.
Well, what do you mean by that?
And when you're on the phone with Chalky, Brother Ziggy is referred to as the Stinking Slater. But when Slater's on with you, it's sugar and spice all the way around.
Which means what?
That you're not even close to being on the level with one of them. I discount Chalky because his kind you hire, pay, and forget.
When the job's done, Marlowe, so behave. He's right outside that back door.
It's a little thoughtless of you, isn't it, Toby? A lad's top coats in hockey might catch cold. That I'd hate to see.
I'll bet. Now look, Marlowe, once more. What are you after?
One, Rubies. Two, Marty Loomis.
And if I can't help you find either of them?
Then I go to Slater.
On whose behalf?
My client, who represents the real owner of the Stones.
Named what?
It escapes me, Toby. Let's just call her a lovely lady from France, huh?
From France?
Hmm.
Oh. For a minute, I thought you were on the side of law and order.
What's this different?
Marty Loomis is dead, Marlowe. Has been all night in the closet of his study at 7710 North Rossmore.
What?
And just so you don't miss the point, one thing more. I found the body. But first, outside, I found something else. Running away, it was a girl, Marlowe. A girl with a French accent.
Toby said French accent, it rocked me right back on my heels. I stood there with my mouth open, trying to reconcile death in a closet with the soft, deep brown of Charlene's eyes. While the blonde in front of me twisted her mouth into a victorious smile as tender as a cobra's. I got up and went out the front way, dragging what was left of my pride behind me. I had to know the truth about Charlene, so I called her. She answered on the first ring and I made my pitch. I said I thought I knew where the rubies were hidden and told her to meet me at 7710 Rossmore. Then I drove to Rossmore and waited, and 5 minutes later, a cab stopped down the street. And she got out, so I went to meet her.
Marlowe, is that you?
Yeah. Come on, this way, Charlene.
Are they here, Marlowe? In this house, the rubies, I mean.
We'll find out, baby. Come on.
But you...
Side door's open. I said I wasn't sure, and I'm not. About a lot of things. Now, watch the stairs. You should leave to the study.
Yes.
You still with me?
I'm coming.
Yeah. This is it. Oh. Okay, Charlene, now if I've been lied to, this is the place to check. We'll start with that closet there.
The closet?
Yes, open it up. Go on, open it.
All right, I can't.
You can't because you already know what's inside, don't you? Well, I'll open it for you.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't do it, I didn't.
You knew he was there, so he must have been in here before.
Yes, I was, I admit it. I tried to see Loomis myself this afternoon. I followed him downtown, but I lost him. When I got back here, I came in and I found him like that. I didn't know what to do. I called you, but then I lied to you because I was afraid.
You're still afraid, so maybe you're still lying.
No, no, this time is the truth, I swear.
All of it? You're not holding anything back?
No, that's all of it. Oh, Phil, please don't force me. Please, you must. Yeah. What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard a door close. I must be jumpy. I guess, may I have a cigarette?
Yeah, here.
Oh, you dropped something.
Hmm?
Why, it's a pawn ticket.
Oh, yeah, it's my brains, can't you tell?
The Ryan Loan Company, corner Hill Street and 8th. At Hill and 8th.
Don't worry about it, Charlene. It's not mine. Belongs to a guy named Chalky, who had to hawk his winter wardrobe to keep himself in hamburgers. Forget it. Hey, you want that cigarette or not?
Not now. Come on, Phil. Let's get out of this room. Come on, please. Phil, there is someone here. A shadow moved on that wall or the back hall.
Hey, you're right. Now, listen, you beat it out that side door. Go back to your hotel and wait there. I'll see who this is.
I want to stay with you.
Now, get out of here. Hurry.
Be careful, Sylvie.
All right, creep, crawl out of the woodwork. Come on. I know you're present because you left your shadow sticking out. Right about here.
Ow!
Well, well. Slimy little swordtail salesman himself. What are you doing here?
Well, I'll tell you, Marlowe, I'm just...
So you got my name, too, huh?
And more. From a short talk with a platinum blonde named Toby.
Who are you fencing for, Slater? Her or Loomis?
Fencing? You find things out, don't you? Well, I didn't want to do it. I've been going straight since I got paroled, but legitimate business has been lousy.
So when Loomis wanted you to arrange a deal, you took him up, huh?
Yeah, but right away it got too hot. I had it all set until that blonde started cutting in on Loomis. I don't go for that. Nobody's got a chance in a double cross. For instance, I know what's in the closet, see? And Toby's the one that put him there. She told me.
Toby killed him? Does she have the stones?
I don't know. I guess so. Because she was trying to make me go through with the deal. But I turned her down. Then I had to sap that gorilla Chalky to get away.
Ah, it's good, but it won't fit, Slater. Why'd you come back here?
To clean up the joint. With my record, all it would take is for my phone number, even my initials to turn up here and I'm cooked.
Where does Toby live?
If I tell you, will you give me a break?
You'll tell me anyway and fast, or I'll give you a break on the side of your head. Let's have a talk.
Okay. 3156 South Ogden Drive, Apartment C. Now, how about it, pal? Will you forget you saw me here?
You louse, you're whining because things got tough. If they hadn't, you'd be getting calluses from counting money. You're a crummy spider, Slater, so stay out of my way. Because next time we meet, I'll step on you. The little man rolled his big head up at me and grinned. I looked at it a minute, then shoved it hard to one side and walked out. The way things stood, I figured the next move, which was mine, had to be first a call to the police to report Loomis's murder, and second a fast pressure play on a faster blonde named Toby. But I was wrong on both counts because I was halfway to my car when I found out the next move wasn't mine at all. Out of the corner of my eye, I caught a shadow easing toward me under the cover of the hedge. It was the white-haired duffer again, and the setup was just like before. So I saw no reason why the same maneuver wouldn't work twice. I slowed down to give him plenty of time. When I was sure he was right behind me, I turned fast and swung at thin air.
How many times do you think you can pull that stunt, son?
Okay, it was my mistake.
Yes, it was. And don't move because my gun goes off. I want to ask you a few things.
I don't feel talkative.
Who are you? And what's your racket, son?
Philip Marlowe, private detective. What's yours?
That doesn't happen to be any of your business, son. But just say I'm looking for one Vivian Jardot. Happen to know where she is?
Vivian Jardot? Sure. Right now, she's in France, Lyon, to be specific.
Yeah, she's in France right now, like you're in Madagascar. Save yourself trouble, son. Where is she?
You know, you wouldn't know the truth if it fell on you.
What's your angle, Marlowe?
Oh, come on, let's not be coy. It's the same as yours, a fistful of rubies.
Well, now, you don't say. And I suppose that's why Vivian Jardot's been following Loomis around all afternoon.
Vivian again? You won't turn loose, will you?
Now, listen, son. The Jardot dame is here in town. I happen to know she hopped off a Norwegian freighter. I finally picked her up right here. She was tagging Loomis, and I tagged her. We played Ring Around the Rosie, clear downtown. I lost them in a traffic jam, but I picked up Loomis again for a few minutes at the corner of Hill and 8th. The Jardot girl,
wait,
I lost...
Wait a minute. Did you say Loomis was at Hill and 8th?
Yes, that's right. Why?
Because I know a guy who gives $6 for a gray top coat on that corner.
So what?
So whoever said you can't teach an old dog new tricks was nuts.
It wasn't.
That one's called slap the pistol and bust the old geezer. Sorry, Pop, it had to be. I got business that won't keep. So long.
This is Philip Marlowe. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Back to Gerald Moore as Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
I ran my car, piled in, and headed down Wilshire Boulevard wide open. Because anyway I looked at it, Ryan's Spawn Parlor at Hill and 8th was home plate, and in the time I'd spent gabbing with Pop, there was a good chance that blood was already being spilled on an old gray top coat with a lining full of rubies. And when I remembered Charlene had walked out with a pawn ticket for that coat in her hand, I got a little sick. When I got to Hill and 8th, I spotted Ryan's place squeezed into a 4-foot crevice between two tall buildings and dark inside. I cut my lights, parked, reloaded my .38, and walked up the alley to the back door. It was standing open a foot. And inside, a flashlight was lying on a table while moving in and out of its beam as she clawed through a rack of secondhand topcoats. Was Charlene. Had her feet face up on the floor with a nasty gash over one eye. It was a man who no doubt used to answer to the name of Ryan. I eased the door open another foot and went in. I got as far as the glow of light before she saw me.
Phil! Oh, no,
why'd you slug him, honey? You had the ticket. You could have just...
She didn't slug him, Marlowe. I did.
Slater.
Yeah, don't turn around. Just toss your gun back here. Come on. That's it. Well, that takes care of everybody now. They're all here so we can get back to work.
Aren't you forgetting Toby and her trained ape?
No, Toby can't make it. And Chalky won't without her. She can't make it because she's dead. I found a nice closet for her, too. Oh, I told you a fib when I said she killed Loomis. I did that for both of them. Because they were double-crossing me. They were cutting me out of my own deal, and they were laughing about it. I can't stand to have people laugh at me.
It's my fault, Phil. I didn't wait for you. When I realized that Loomis had pawned the coat and not that Chalky, I was sure that he had hidden the rubies in it for safekeeping, so I came here and now...
And so did I, and I caught her. Then I set a little trap for the big, strong man who steps on little spiders. Now you, which coat is it? This one?
No! I don't...
Oh, so it is this one. Well, give it to me.
No, you can't take it. Stay away from me,
give
you...
Give me that.
Charlene, don't be a fool. Let him have the coat.
No, the rubies in it are mine. They belong to my father. I came halfway around the world to get them and to take them home, and I won't give them up to this grotesque, ugly
what?
Little man.
What did
I
you
won't.
Say? Why,
no,
you...
Get out.
Oh. Slater, he's hit, but...
He sure is, son. The door here was as open as an invitation to the old-timers' picnic. I've been listening. Now, don't move now, either one of you. I've still got some business with Miss Vivian Jardo. Hey, come back here.
Charlie! You missed. That's your last chance. Believe me, you trigger-happy jerk.
She's out the door. Stand aside, son. I've got to get that girl.
I don't think so.
Whose car is that out there? Yours?
Yeah. With a full tank of gas. What are you grinning about?
Okay, son, she's gone. Girl, coat, and rubies. Got away from both of us, didn't she? And from the look on your face, you're not quite sure whether you've lost or won.
Two hectic hours jammed with phone calls, police reports on Toby and Chalky, and long-winded conversation in general went by before the whole mess of dovetailed motives and overlapping authority was straightened out. To the point where Detective Lieutenant Ibarra decided to get along without us and turn me in, my white-haired pal, who I blush to discover was one Sam Harris, 20 years an officer with the Immigration Service, loose on the town again. In Sam's car, we threaded through the traffic.
Big night, wasn't it, son?
Yeah. You know, Sam, you should have told me who you were and saved yourself that swollen jaw.
Well, that's all right. In a mix-up like this one was, a few loose teeth are better than a loose tongue any day. All I knew was that Vivian Jardot was an alien who jumped ship. I didn't know a thing about those rubies until I was right in the middle of it.
She just made up the whole story, huh? About being Charlene Danielle and working here as an illustrator?
That's right.
What are you going to do about her, Harris?
Well, son, as it works out, I'm on her side now.
How's that?
She wants to get back to France, and it's my job to see that she does. There won't be any trouble. You know, she's a crazy kid to try what she did alone.
Mm.
But she made up her mind to get her rubies back, and she did.
Yeah.
She's pretty, too. Or did you happen to notice?
Mm-hmm.
You're not listening.
I was looking at that medal you got there on your keychain. Pistol Marksmanship Champion, New York Service Range. You know, Harris, when you shot at Charlene tonight, you...
Now, wait a minute, son.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark, and that medal is 10 years old. Besides, it's not polite to put a man in a spot where he has to argue with his conscience.
My mistake.
Well, there's your car, exactly where I said it'd be. Right across from the airline passenger gate. Someone who had to make a plane in a hurry must have borrowed it. Amazing, isn't it? Good night, Marlowe.
See you again, Sam. And thanks. When Harris drove away, I walked over to my car and got in. But I didn't start up right away. Instead, I just sat there and thought of a plane fading off somewhere in the night. And the girl from France with soft brown eyes. And remembered that I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye. But then I saw it. A note stuck over the ignition key. Scribbled on an old envelope in hurried pencil. All it said was, "Someday, Sherry. Someday."
Gerald Morris, Philip Marlowe, and The Pigeon's Blood from June 11, 1949. The supporting cast included Gloria Blondell, Barney Phillips, Alma Lawton, Edgar Barrier, and Herb Butterfield. I'm Greg Bell, and in the 1950s, Gerald Moore also found work appearing on television, and he even served as a narrator on a famous Western series, which had first debuted on radio. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
Eat with the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Jamestown, Tennessee, 2 students from SUNY Jamestown Community College and their advisor attended the Student Veterans of America National Convention this month in Nashville. Edie Bishop and Matthew Adams, along with Don Poole, coordinator of accessibility services and Military and Veterans Club United advisor, were able to share ideas and best practices with student veterans, military-connected students, and other supporters, as well as corporate, government, and nonprofit partners. The annual convention offered facilitated sessions on topics ranging from running a successful student veterans chapter to effective strategies for recruiting and engaging fellow veterans. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1950s television western, narrated for a time by Philip Marlowe star Gerald Moore. It was The Lone Ranger. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.